This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how the host does,
you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on Riotcast.com.
Fuck is that? What is that? What is that?
It's my beatboxing.
All right,
can I come up? I got no cans. What the fuck is this?
You know, can I start the fucking show,
well,
Joe?
Well, you tested the shit. I got no cans.
How's that?
There we go. Thank you. I'm ruining my hair for this.
Bobby's got huge cans.
That's why I'm not. See, I have this backwards technique, so I don't ruin my hair.
Your hair is amazing,
Thank
dude.
You, I
it's fucking
that.
Gorgeous.
I want to know.
I'd fuck Chris.
That's not what I wanted to.
Sorry, I got excited.
Fucking jackass.
I'd blow him too.
Welcome to another episode of You Know What, Dude. We got a fucking dad.
What was the question?
I don't know, because you fucking jump on the front of the show. You jump in, Joe.
Jump in, Joe. That's
jump
his new name.
I'm jumping, Joe.
Jump in, Joe.
All right, fine. Listen, here's the deal. We got a fucking great lineup. Chris Scopo or Lauren, because Chris seems to be busy or he passed out on the microphone.
Why would you say if you have a great lineup, why would you lead off with Chris
Scopo?
No, he's going to announce the show.
Oh.
That way, when I do forget people's names, I'm consistent. So I know all you, so now he's going to announce the show. So then when I tell him to announce the show when there's somebody here I don't know, it's not me just not knowing. Then you'll never know when I don't know their names. So announce the show.
Oh, to my right. Chris D is back.
Yes.
What's up, everybody? How you doing?
Hey, Chris
D.
Yeah, talking to the mic, Chris.
Chris DiStefano.
Can you fix this?
Chris DiStefano made $5 million last year. Doesn't know how to talk into the microphone.
Yeah. Right.
Well, the wrong DiStefano died, I always say.
Right.
That was DiStefano.
Whatever.
Yeah. We got different names.
Kind of mean.
That's just a fucking terrible thing to say.
What?
How fucking unbelievable.
I wish he was alive. I wish he was dead. That's a good thing.
Oh, you wish I was dead?
He wishes you're the one who died, not
why?
The other one. I don't know why.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
I know why. The other guy was a better comic. But listen.
He was?
No, I'm kidding.
He lived, you know.
He was not. You guys are very equal.
Thank you. I have more Twitter followers.
And less AIDS.
Yeah, true.
Listen, this is when you know true fame, when you can delete your Twitter. That's when you're famous.
Right.
When you fucking have Twitter followers and you care about them, you're not famous until you say bye-bye.
Right.
That's true fame when you go fuck it.
Most of my followers are bots anyway.
Everybody has bots.
Yeah.
Anyways, Chris, you're back.
I'm
love
back.
You. Chrissy D.
Thank you.
Very funny guy. Very great actor.
Thank you.
All right, good. Yeah.
You
acted surprised when I said that.
That was acting. He wasn't surprised at all.
Oh, okay.
That was my surprise.
What
face.
The fuck was that? I don't even know what that was.
You said he's a great actor.
I know.
Then he acted surprised, and I said it wasn't acting. He was.
Your enthusiasm is bugging me.
I am hot right now.
I know. I don't know why.
I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
I'm saying it across.
Let me introduce the next person
platform.
On the fucking show. Jumpin' Joe List.
Jumpin' Joe List.
Jumpin' Joe.
I want to still be the truth. Can I be truthfully jumping
right,
in?
Hey, how about we do this?
I don't want to go from
Joe,
the truth to Jumpin'
right,
Joe.
How's this? Jumpin' Joe, a.k.a. The Truth.
Thank you. I like it.
Joe List.
A.k.a. fucking still right side of my neck cancer.
A.k.a. gonna have a baby,
mouth.
Can't afford
right.
it.
Cancer of the lymph nodes.
Asshole mouth, herpes
you think
dick.
It's cancer
wait,
of the
Chris
lymph
is
nodes?
A doctor. Talk to him about it.
What is it?
I don't want to talk about it on the show. I've already talked about it too much. But what the problem is, I have a when does I it, swallow on the right side, it hurts.
Does it but, hurt when Lewis just touched?
No, it doesn't hurt to the tip.
Oh, that's good.
But
then.
The people are tired of hearing about it.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, either you die or you get it over with. Come on.
I think you're going to be okay.
Like you just did?
Yeah.
Fucking Christ. Is your mic that low or you just stink and it
no,
sounds
like his low.
All of his confidence goes away by the end of the sentence every time.
There's so much resentment amongst the four of you or the
what
three of you.
What are you talking about? Who? 3-0.
Joe tries to paint this angle that I hate Scopo. And
I'm not trying to paint that angle. I'm saying you guys say things and you can see like that just then. Chris is like this. Yeah, you keep my fucking mic low.
Yeah. Did you say that?
I didn't say it like that.
You said it like that. I added the fuck for dramatic.
Well, he was like, you keep my fucking mic low.
Dude, I don't fucking keep anybody's mic low. I want everybody's mic the same. Did you just say that?
I did say that.
Do you believe that?
No, but.
What do you believe I keep
your
mic low?
No.
Is that some weird fucking crazy person thing?
I think I'm gonna fucking.
I want the show to sound great. Right. So I don't want people to go, well, fucking the one guy's my. I want. So that's crazy. Look at me. Take that back. Look at the knobs.
Joe, can you jump in?
Dude, and I want to say something about Scopo. I saw you last week at New York Comedy Club. You had a great fucking set, dude. Your stand up. And then you crushed it and then you waddled off with your lunch lady cafeteria ass.
Yeah. His mic is like off.
No, I just turned it off.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't want Scopo getting a compliment.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Sorry.
It felt good. Thank you.
I meant it. No, you really had a great set, man.
I appreciate it. And Lisa Traeger is here.
Oh, it's Traeger. It's not Lisa.
It is Lisa.
It's Lisa.
With a Ziza.
You know,
Lisa.
The train was a 10-minute wait, so I was like, I'm just going to take a car. And it was the worst. I hate paying $30 to be
Why
late.
Why did you
Bobby
pay
reimburses
$30?
That.
What?
Bobby reimburses
Wait
that.
A minute.
It's reimburses. You're making
I could have taken the train, been here on time. I was like, oh, no, I don't want to risk it. And then this motherfucker.
You could be late. You could have been later than this. We would have been thrilled.
Jesus Christ. What the fuck?
How about this nickname? I got a nickname.
What?
Crowd Pleaser Traeger.
Okay. He came up with that.
Not bad.
I don't know if I like it. Because I don't know. Do you have to do it that way?
Well,
it would be Cloud.
I don't like the letter
crowd,
P also.
Pleaser. Crowd Pleaser Lisa. That would be better.
I think
that'd
be Sleaza.
Better. Crowd Sleaza Pleaser Lisa Traeger.
When I worked in a salon, my nickname was Sleaza.
Yeah.
Sleaza. Yeah, I don't like Sleaza.
Wait a minute. Stop. You worked in a salon?
Yeah, I was a receptionist.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was so good at it.
like a woman's hair salon? A man's?
Everyone. Kind
unisexual.
Of yeah, and then I was a receptionist. But I had to switch salons. Every year and a half because my attitude, like the customers would complain.
Because you're kind of a little
cunty,
little,
but yeah, okay. So good at my job.
What do you mean?
How That's
you
bad mean? At your job. The only thing you got to do is be friendly.
No. I mean, if I liked you and you were a good person, I would fit you in. I'd be like, give me a minute. I would like switch appointment. I'd figure stuff out, take out lunch, like really accommodate. But then if I didn't like you, I'd be like, there's nothing.
Yeah, that sounds like a black receptionist.
Yeah. I worked with a black gay and that's what I did.
That was funny.
Can you give him the racism, Dana?
The what? Can the I give you the fucking Dana? Can't say it bandana?
That's not a bomb. It's a fucking flat tire. We discussed that.
All right.
We discussed it 3 years ago.
I've been here for a minute and we're down to salon talk and I love it.
I think it's good to be cunty and good at your job. We love Deepu.
I don't What is this?
You're
the racism band?
That's the racism.
The yellow
racism.
One's the racism.
Yeah, we call it the chink Dana because it's yellow.
Here you go.
Gee whiz. Gee whiz.
That's just fucking old school. That's for like 1985 racism.
For sure. Jeez. We need a flat tire, Dana.
Yeah, Dana?
Yeah, Dana. Bandana. Nice try trying to catch me on one, you douche.
Jump in, Joe.
All right, look, Chris, you with us?
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay. I didn't know that. I understand what you're saying, but when somebody's a cunt and they like me, especially when I'm with my wife and they don't like her, and but then they wind up liking me, I feel like I'm a better person.
Absolutely.
Like, you know what I mean? Like I can adjust to your twattiness and make you kind of like me, and I feel like I accomplish something.
Yeah, but I would always get someone tea or coffee or, you know, bullshit like that.
Right. So did they fire you or did you quit?
No, I would like sense. Well, I would have I would get a warning.
Stop hitting the microphone, you dummy.
Doing, you fucking idiot.
It's a fucking mic.
I didn't know I hit it. It was
because
called,
you're an ape.
It was called an accident,
you
Robert.
Hit three times in a row.
Five times?
Yeah.
Just say
put your cans on.
This is a great fuck, marry, kill, the three of you.
Oh, nice.
Oh, well, no, it's not. It's pretty easy. Marry, fucking kill, fuck.
No,
twice.
You're going to take herpes? Fuck off.
Dude, what are you talking about? I'm a good boyfriend
buddy,
and husband.
There's no way I'm marrying or fucking you.
What?
Okay? No way. I'd rather risk herpes.
Wow, that's.
No, I think you fuck Lewis, you marry Chris and Joe.
No, yeah. No, you don't marry kidding? Chris. Are you nuts?
What's he marry Chris?
This guy's got a great money.
What did you say? Fuck me and then throw me out.
You cheat on me.
Cheat on you right away. I'm not fucking. I can't be trusted with his fucking hairline. Are you kidding
me? Every time we get a ghost, it takes an hour and a half because of his hair.
Yeah. All you do is cry and say that you don't cheat.
No, I was joking. Okay. I was just I'm in character.
Just in case
no,
she's listening.
Yeah. No, let me tell you something. I've never cheated on my girlfriend.
Your girlfriend is amazing.
Yeah.
I can't believe how fucking beautiful she is.
Yeah, she's a gorgeous
girl.
Him and Carly aren't together anymore.
Whoa.
Oh, too much? Jesus, that's too much.
Jumpin' Joe.
What happened there? That was we can't do that.
I thought it was hilarious. I just wanted to be the one laughing.
Lisa's taking my.
Do you care about coasters? Is this just
for
pretend?
We do care about coasters.
No, we have coasters all
mine's
around the table
sweating,
for no reason.
But mine's sweating. So
that
I
joke was supposed to mean
it.
I think Carly is great. Mm-hmm. That's what I was going for there.
Well, my favorite story is the Zany Chicago story.
No, I don't mind.
What are you talking about?
So, can I tell? Well,
what happened?
The Zany in Chicago.
Okay, sure. Well,
so
what happened?
On tour with his ex-girlfriend.
Can I say you guys are friends, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I probably like him more than he likes me, but
I like. No, what are you talking about? I like you. I like you. I like you as much as.
Why don't you say it three more times? You are you mustering the fucking emotion? I like you. No, I like you. One more time. I like you.
I like.
I like you.
I like you.
One more. Give me one more.
We have Twitter direct messages going back 2 years.
Oh, what? Wow. Can we read them?
Yeah, no, it wasn't anything.
When Chris
sexual.
Was a scumbag single?
No.
Why won't you do me?
It was something about when you were coming to New York to hook up on a show or something.
Oh,
not hook up with me, get you hooked up on a spot on a show.
Yeah.
So what was
so
it?
Carly goes first and spends her whole set shitting on him.
Oh, this is right after they broke up,
right? After they broke up. So just talking shit about him, and then he has to go on stage to boos of girls.
It was crazy.
And has to dig himself out of a hole with a long-ass set.
That was a
because she doesn't have time, so... Then it was like 40 minutes of being like, I'm an okay person.
Let me ask you a question. I always think about these situations. Why didn't you just blow it up? Was there more dates? Was it too much money? What made you go, fuck you, fuck you, fuck this show, and she can suck my dick? What made you not do that?
Because I think at that time I felt like if I did that and left the tour, left the shows, then...
Was there a lot left?
There was, it was about 3.5 months.
So there was a lot of money on the table.
Yeah, I felt like then.
So it was a money thing.
She's fucking basketball players coming in out of her hotel room.
Dude, I've been there. I've been there on certain things where it's like, I could tell somebody to go fuck themselves and lose a lot of money.
Right.
Or I just shut my fucking face and try to deal with it.
Like when you and Dane broke up.
Right.
What was that?
I don't know. It's a save is what it was.
Yeah, but was he laughing or does he have Tourette's? I don't know what that was.
That's Jerry. Give him the bomb, Dana, because he bombed and nobody's acknowledging it.
What are you talking about?
That was a bomb.
He died laughing.
No, he's almost
he's nervously
cancer.
Left.
Look at him.
Yeah.
That's the first time he's laughed. That's not a bomb. A laugh is a laugh. Fuck
no,
you.
Hold on. Time out. Hold on. I will give a new rule for Bomb Dana. The Bomb Dana.
First of all, you have to run the fucking rule by me.
Because
my fucking logo is
you.
My face.
I'm running it by you.
Make sure you get it up before
I'm
you leave early for another show.
It by you. Fuck you. The audience members' laughter does not...
Audience?
The audience members' laughter...
The audience?
What's wrong with you?
Why'd you just turn into Mike Tyson for a second?
The audience members' laughter doesn't matter for the Bomb Dana. It has to be everyone at the table.
Oh. What are you talking about?
No, that's not true.
He's going to laugh at everything. He's retarded.
That's the first time he's laughed all time. I agree he's retarded, but he hasn't laughed yet.
Look at him.
My pearl.
I enjoyed your laugh, kid.
Would you call him kid? What are you, Frank Sinatra?
I can't
Chris, hit him a homer tonight.
Hey, sing us a song. Hey, first of all, introduce the. We have a couple people
here. We have.
I wasn't introduced, by the way.
You were, you dummy.
No,
he was not.
No,
he
wasn't.
Stop. You're absolutely
But everybody
right.
knows who he is.
You stop. You're absolutely right. First of all, introduce our guest that just showed up.
I did that already.
Oh, you did that. Introduce Louis.
Louis J. Gomez, the real ass dude, Puerto Rican rattlesnake. The show,
Joan Jett of comedy.
The show.
Hashtag the show.
Hashtag show. Formerly known as the artist.
Right.
The artist formerly known as the
Howard Stern MMA Radio.
You're an idiot.
That's the last one, right?
The Ultimate Minority.
Oh, you're an idiot. It's not
the
in there.
Minority.
I want to introduce, of course, the video master, kung fu expert, Deepu. Taboo, as my fucking Siri says, calling Taboo. Chris Scopo, the producer, Lauren, fucking Kelly 2. Ugh, what's wrong with you?
What? She Kelly looks great, she except for her upper lip.
What is wrong with my upper lip?
It doesn't exist, but everything
Whatever.
Else is perfect.
Me and Joe have a connection with our lips.
That's not
I think
good.
You look great.
That's not
Thanks,
a good thing.
Joe.
Yeah, I think you look great. I mean, Bobby has the best lips. Your lips look fine.
Thanks.
Louis is dumb and gay.
Thanks. We got Lauren. wow, so fuck it. I think there's like a thing in the air. Introduce the guests. We have guests that come to the studio. You want to come to the studio. How do you do it, Chris?
You email ykwdproducer@riotcast.com.
And introduce the lovely guests that are here. One
First
is going to fucking murder somebody.
Eric. He looks like Sean Donnelly on steroids.
Yeah. He looks like...
Yes.
Oh,
okay,
well,
there you go.
All right. Well, there's
one
a fucking
word
for you.
Sense of humor.
Yeah.
Wow. Right.
I don't have Tourette's or cancer. So
no, but you have fucking big fucking hands.
Yeah, you're a big dude.
I think
yeah.
the problem with introducing the guests is it lets people know that only two people wanted to be here.
Yeah.
Only two people.
No, I break around. It up. I break it up. I don't
Buddy,
have 15
first of all,
people.
I'm not gonna
like the momentum of the show.
I'm not going to fucking load the place up with guests. I mean, what do you want me to do? Have 15 people up here? I got 5 seats. Look at those 2 on the couch already.
Yeah.
And then him. And plus, you never know what you're getting. I don't know. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Jerry. What's up?
Oh, use the mic, Jerry.
Hey, I'm Jerry Lally.
Right, don't use the mic, Jerry.
Okay.
Where are you from?
I'm from Queens. I'm from Woodside. And
oh, shit.
Thought I'd come by. And just, I'm really excited to see this. This is cool.
Oh, good, man. Thanks for coming by. Okay. Where are you from? Okay. Where are you from? Oh, it's okay. Stop making... Where are you from?
Queens.
I mean, what do you do?
Not dentistry.
I'm a little nervous right now with this guy.
I'm very nervous. I'm just...
what do you do,
this
dude?
Is so cool.
What do you do?
I do stand up too, and I also just work at Rite Aid, and I don't know why I said that. I don't know how it helps anything.
Do you work at Rite Aid? Can you give me Advil Sinus, the one behind?
and yourself some Xanax?
sure.
Xanax
all right.
would be good for him.
Hey, well, welcome to the show, dude.
Thanks.
We had a lot of comics that come in here that sit down, so that's cool. I like that. All right, pass that mic over. Wipe it off, though, before you give it back. All right, so anyways. There you go. We introduced everybody. What do you have to announce?
I have a bone to pick.
You have a bone to pick or make an announcement?
Bone to pick.
You always have a bone to fucking pick.
No, I don't.
All right, we'll start it.
Yeah. Come on, pick your bone, pick Louis.
I don't like
Let's
how
it.
Fucking Lisa's trying to host the show.
She's not. She's actually being part of the show.
No. Good female energy.
Left and right, just fucking kind of throwing jabs at me already. I don't like it.
Why? What do you mean
Very
a jab?
Negative.
That wasn't even a full jab.
Yeah, that wasn't a jab. That was
a fucking hook and an uppercut.
That was
she's a crowd pleaser.
She said just fucking spit it out.
I got a fucking weekend canceled on me upcoming this weekend.
Oh, I saw that on
me
Facebook.
And Mike Cannon. We're supposed to co-headline Ha
they watched
in Yonkers.
Tapes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they fucking canceled Jesus. 4 days in advance because they're not ready. And apparently, they've done this to everybody. They've been booking comics for months.
Yeah.
And then 4 days before, they're hoping they're open the following weekend so they don't cancel everybody. And then 4 days before, they hit everybody up. Mike Lawrence, Sam Morrell,
Sarah Talamash.
You know they didn't do
I'm
that
booked
with?
There in May.
You know they didn't do that
Who
with?
Didn't do that with?
Fucking Bob Kelly. It's 8 minutes away from my house, and yeah. I didn't fucking book it. I don't work anywhere new like that until I hear a legitimate comic going, it's a good place. I've been there. Sounds good. Boom, boom's good. Crowds are good.
Boom, boom's good?
Yeah, boom, boom.
Did you do it?
Asian
with
sex?
Yet?
No.
You didn't do the room.
I just went to D.C. to do a new room. It was like the grand opening. And
of
we
which
got,
one?
The Draft House. They opened
I love
new
those
one.
Guys.
It's great, but we got there. It was like a fucking nuclear summit. We were in traffic. We get there. Toilets exploded. Grand opening weekend. So
Shit.
Show got canceled.
Wow.
But we had the show Saturday. And they were great.
Yeah, but they're a great club. I love those guys.
Very nice, but the toilets.
So
exploded.
The weekend was canceled?
Just Friday night. But Saturday.
But
did you get paid?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, yes. No. We go. Didn't get fucking paid. They're not offering us anything. This guy, Frank fucking Pellegrino, this fucking bitch.
How
That's
do I
a
know?
Cute last name. Frank, it's a drink.
No, I know that. Oh. Fucking retarded. No, Perrier, Pellegrino.
Frankie
no,
Pepsi. he fucking.
No,
he,
but that sounds familiar.
What? He books Frank a bunch of shows, like in Westchester.
Did he book the original Ha in the city?
No.
So this is a different Ha.
But apparently it's the same owner. I didn't realize this.
So it's the same owner that ran the Ha in New York.
Yeah, which was literally considered the scummiest, most shitty fucking comedy club in New York City, who didn't pay any comics. They fucking ripped off audience members, lied to people in Times Square.
And, all right, well, all right. Now.
What? Yeah.
What are you
Whose side are you on?
Why are you barking at me? I'm trying to get to the root of this.
Okay.
I'm trying to help you with this
help
so
me.
You don't sound like a fucking asshole.
No, I sound perfect.
Well, they sound psychotic that they only cancel week by week.
Off.
Yeah.
You know?
They knew last week because Sarah was...
They probably know how many tickets are going to be sold or something like that.
No, no, they're not
open. So you're blaming his
sales? No, no, I didn't mean it to be a dick. I mean, like, maybe some people, they don't, if they're like, oh, we already have this.
They're not open yet.
Oh,
they don't have a license to be fucking open, and they're booking comics months out.
Well, I mean...
But you already knew, so this has happened to a bunch of your
friends. I didn't know this until I got an email last night.
Oh, okay.
Because nobody will fucking say anything, because comics are pussies, and we're afraid of not getting booked on shit. So everyone's silent, but I'm getting messages from people privately being like, dude, good, I'm glad you're saying something. It's like, what the fuck? Fuck this guy. Fuck his club.
Right, Chris is
Go Mike's attack!
Go Mike's attack! Chris Stefano doesn't approve of Luis Gomez's message.
Luis J. Gomez.
Are you working there?
No, I'm joking. Yeah, no, I am. I'm booked there in May, but I'm sure it'll get canceled.
They're going to cancel on you.
Yeah, that's all right.
Well, also... They booked me, and the guy told me, and it's just insane. He said, two shows Thursday, two shows Friday, three shows Saturday.
Yeah.
Two shows on a Thursday in Yonkers.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just bananas to me. And well, I was I'll put it in the book. That's what you're saying.
I know the place, okay? It's the Ridge Hill Mall, which is one of those brand new outdoor malls, you know, where they make it like a town, but it's not. It's actually a really cool place to go.
Right.
They have nothing there like it. What?
No, no, you're not supposed to be saying that.
He just likes the mall. There's
I'm talking about the mall.
Factory.
I'm not talking about this club. There's a Cheesecake Factory. Yeah.
We know you know.
There's a Whole Foods. There's a one of the Brazilian steak restaurants.
Oh, that's good.
There's a lot of fucking the Apple Store. It's like one of those
Applebee's.
Apple. Oh. Apple Uno. Fucking phone. Electronics. Steve Jobs. White.
That store's bananas.
White. 2 for $20 Applebee's. Quesadilla burgers. The shit.
They got Dick's Sporting. A lot of shit there. Okay.
Is it quesadillas for bread?
Yeah, it's quesadillas. It's a quesadilla and a burger.
A Guitar Center.
A Guitar Center.
A Guitar Center.
Is that it?
They have a Starbucks.
Ooh, I'm getting Starbucks right now.
Are we going one by one this whole mall?
Is that where Deepu's from?
Do they have a Gymboree?
Pier 1 Import.
No, that would be a good one.
But they do have brand new condos that you could actually buy, and they're really cheap.
You know what they don't have?
Ooh.
A fucking comedy club.
Yeah, you're right.
Is it in a restaurant?
I'm just saying that it's not a shitty place.
No, it's a shitty fucking place. I hope the whole mall burns down. Well,
do you like clubs that are in malls or no? Is that a perk or a boo?
It's not the club. It's not the location where it's at. It's the people who run it. If they care more about chicken wings and the bottom line of fucking selling food, if when they name it a restaurant entertainment place, when they're putting the food first, it's kind of usually they give a fuck about the food and people buying food and drinks than your stand up. But you, when it's a comedy club, some comedy clubs, I mean, Side Splitters, I fucking love, and it's in a shitty, shitty strip mall. You pull up to this club, you're like, you got to be kidding me. And then you do the room, and you're like, that was a fucking blast, and people come. So it doesn't matter where it's at, really.
But the, no, it doesn't matter how nice the mall is. You're not doing two shows on a Thursday in Yonkers.
Well, here's what they offered me. I'll tell you what they offered me. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, whatever shows I wanted.
That's what they said to me. I could pick the shows I wanted.
Yeah, which was weird to me.
Me too.
Like, I don't.
Yeah. They were like, you got to do five shows. You can pick however you want to do it across the
they
Thursday
to Sunday.
They told
me I could just pick one, two, or three shows.
Yeah, yeah.
I
just picked three on a Saturday, two on a Friday.
And you said no because you knew they were going to fuck me over, right?
No, Bob? I didn't say that. Oh. But I would have if I knew that. I just didn't. It didn't make sense to me. Like, I didn't know. I was like, I don't fucking just book me a regular club where I work Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and I go home. I don't know. What the fuck?
When did they
want to
book
you? It just made
me
feel fucking weird. Like, you want me to pick what? Like, I pick a show? What the fuck is that?
Right.
That didn't play right with me. I didn't know what that was about.
Yeah. Like, I'll do a 3 p.m., a 4:15 p.m.
Well, but who's going to do this?
Let's do a 5:30 Sunday.
Let's do a brunch.
If I pick one show on Friday, who's doing what's the next show?
I picked the two on a Friday, three on a Saturday, so I could just get five
first
done.
First of all, I'm not fucking doing three shows on a Saturday. That's ridiculous.
I just figured out
three
do
shows
it
one
oh, you mean
night.
Like Side Splitters?
I don't do three shows at Side Splitters.
Well,
do
whatever.
You?
Yeah, of course I do.
Oh, I don't do that. I can't do three shows. I can't.
That's a lot.
Fucking
three
do
is
three
a lot.
Shows
physically.
No, I can.
Do you go almond milk or whole milk?
I can't stand anybody.
He pours vanilla milkshake in his coffee.
I just learned about half and half this month, and
what?
It's delicious.
What? You're the worst receptionist I've ever heard of.
What the? Where have you been?
I would get it. I would get it black. You know.
You don't watch the news? Bruce Jenner's been around for a while.
Jump in, Joe.
A.K.A. The Truth.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Bob.
You're
that was
welcome.
A nice touch.
You're welcome. Fucking herpes.
Yeah, my friend was over. I took a sip of her coffee. I was like, what the fuck is this? And it's great.
When was this?
Like a month ago.
Deepa, where are you going?
Moving the camera, fifth camera.
Okay. a month ago, you had half and half.
Yeah.
Dude, not half and half. I'm leaving.
We've already delicious. Quit.
It is good. Almond milk creamer is good too. Try that.
Almond or milk, coconut milk.
First of all,
though.
It's not good in coffee. Almond milk is not good in coffee.
You don't think so?
No. I just said it. I'll rewind it.
So I'm telling you, all of it. Better.
It's and not. Sometimes I put skim in, and now that I've had this half, it's just like
skim. First
never.
Of all, that's a fuck. You don't need skim milk. Skim milk is processed milk. You don't want that.
I'll tell you what. You have almond milk if you're going to drink milk at all. I don't fuck with any milk. All almond milk. Everything. Mm-hmm. In my smoothies, even if I have milk with cookies, it's almond milk.
What about in coffee, though?
Huh? Coffee, I do cream. I still do half and half.
A little dab.
A little dab.
Okay.
I haven't tried it, but the place across the street from my house has macadamia nut milk.
What is it?
Macadamia nut? Yeah.
No,
macadamia
I don't know what it, I was asking what it is. I don't know what it is. Is it macadamia nut?
I think it's macadamia. I think it's macadamia nut. That's my
macadamia.
That's
my favorite.
It ends with an A.
Macadamian, I would say.
You know what? This is what bugs me about Lewis.
What?
And we got to stop talking over each
it
other.
It could be macadamia.
We're really doing that a lot today, but it's kind of fun. Dude, your intelligence bugs me.
Okay.
Because
what?
It's a compliment. Thank
he
you.
He is.
No, I'm not
kidding you. Lewis knows how to spell. He knows.
Right. Under the radar. R-A-D-A-R.
It's macadamia.
Lewis
what'd
is
I tell
right.
You?
Yeah, Lewis is right about
Lewis
I don't
is right.
I mean, that's look, not really an example of me being smart.
I'm going to say this. Socially, fucking as dumb as a puddle of mud.
Right.
Okay?
My favorite band.
See? But he's fucking intelligent.
He's good.
In a book smart type of way.
I disagree.
Lewis, what book are you reading right now?
I'm reading Bonnie McFarlane's book.
Right I'm now. Reading Jacqueline Novak's book. That's
get out
fine.
Of here.
I yeah. bought
no,
both
I,
of
I
them.
I want to read a book on suicide. But fucking kill
I'm reading
me,
David Duchovny's book called Bucky Fucking Dent. That's really? The name of it.
Bucky yeah. Fucking Dent.
Is That's it the about name a of his sex book, addiction?
Bucky I'm actually, Dent.
Is it have, about the Red Sox?
Yeah, it's about that whole thing.
David Duchovny?
David Duchovny.
He
I called him
book
the
about
Duchovner.
The Red Sox? What?
Like, are you sure it's not another one? Because once I liked Edward Norton and someone got me a book written by Edward Norton, but it was about like science.
No, it's him. It's about it's about you know how he never knew that like Bucky Dent was a hated figure because he grew up here in New York.
Oh, weird.
But he didn't, so...
I am reading this great book. It's called The Tools.
That's your phone, Bob.
It's called It's called The Tools, and it's a fantastic book.
It's about Lewis and his friends?
I knew it was coming.
No, you didn't. Yeah, I didn't see it coming.
I was trying to think of another person to say it about.
I had that puddle of mud joke, too, but I sat it out because I was like, let's give this one to Lewis.
Thanks.
That's a big one for him.
It's a great book. Are you really reading Bonnie McFarlane's
yeah.
book? I read that book, too.
It's funny. She's really funny.
Bonnie McFarlane is fucking fantastic.
Why do you say it like that?
What?
You said it like we were all like, oh, is she?
Because she married Rich. Yeah. What is wrong with her?
She also just gets hotter and hotter every time I see her, too.
She does. Yeah,
she dresses great.
Yeah she really
it.
Is
I wonder
hot.
If that pisses Rich off.
Why?
That she's hot.
What? Then?
What?
He's fucking 60.
He loves her,
that's
dude.
True. He's fucking shredded, Rich.
Yeah, and he fucking loves Bonnie. Like,
yeah.
Like you talk
as
to him,
he should.
Yeah, but if you talk to him about it, like, he really fucking, like, worships
better
her.
Better fucking hold on to that meal ticket. would you date a girl if she was? Would you date a comic? Could you date a comic?
Yeah,
you could.
Yeah, I'm kind what of seeing she, a comic right now.
You are.
Oh, who? Who? I wanted to know.
Come on, tell us.
Tell us.
Come on, tell us.
Her name is None of Your Business.
All right, let me
okay.
ask this.
Do you think she's funny?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Is her nickname Crowd Pleaser?
What? Let me ask you. Is she an open micer?
No.
She's actually in the business. Like, right. would
in
we
the business
know her?
Is a little hard way
she
to...
Have, has she been on TV?
Yeah.
Was she in the 200
for
women's
stand-up.
Photos?
I'm not giving you any no. fucking
us,
more information,
buddy,
cocksucker.
Let us CSI
no.
this a little.
No.
Will
little.
You tell us
no.
later?
I know
yes.
who it is.
I'll tell you on the break.
Who is it?
Shut the fuck up.
You do.
I know.
Shut
I know
up.
Who it is.
No.
I know who it is.
Who is it?
I know who it is.
Who knows anything?
Do you
I know.
Shut the fuck up.
Let me see.
Scopo, shut the fuck up.
I won't say anything.
No.
But I just want to see
shut the fuck up.
I won't say anything.
Shut up.
Buddy.
We're moving on.
No, we're not.
Moving on.
No, we're not.
This is your show.
The
shoe's on the other foot now. Oh, you're usually the make everyone uncomfortable fucking bullshit, the blah, 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 blah.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
Why are you that color? Are you sick?
What?
I told you were glowing. When I'm sweating
because I'm drinking coffee. Yeah.
You definitely have jaundice.
Yeah, you are yellow, dude. You're yellow.
I remember
right
I used to smoke cigarettes and my fingers would get yellow and I thought I had jaundice. I didn't know what jaundice was. I just thought it was yellow skin. So I was telling everyone
excess
that I had jaundice.
Bile from the liver.
Yeah, jaundice. look who's smart now.
That was pretty smart.
Yeah, Chris D said
Chris
that.
D, it's not
Lewis.
Joe.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but then he found out what jaundice was, and now he knows. But I'm saying
he's got work ethic.
All right, anyways, back to the fucking girl. to the chick.
No, there's not.
What do you want to say, Joe? If it's about your fucking neck, we're not talking about it.
No, I'm not. I said I'm not going to talk about my neck that has esophageal cancer inside of it. I think it's very telling about us or the host. That being able to spell macadamia is you being like, that guy's fucking book smart, dude. He's fucking
book
smart.
You know how to spell
kid.
Fucking pecan, macadamia, almond.
But not pistachio.
Are you fucking crazy? Yeah. If you can spell pistachio, I'll give you $20 right now.
It's a track on his album.
No.
Go ahead. Spell it.
P-I-S-T-A-C-H-I-O.
I don't think so. I think there's two C's.
I
pull it up,
somebody.
We'll pull it up. We got the technology.
I won't be wrong.
There are
twice.
Two C's, Lauren and Lisa.
I'm going to tell
you. It just took me a second.
Jump in, Joe.
It felt like a bomb, but it was a nice delay.
Let's see.
Oh,
E-I-S-T-A-C-H-I-O.
Dude, can I give you an IOU?
He did a bit about pistachio.
Can I give you an IOU?
I got a joke about pistachio.
Hey, joke about that.
You guys are fucking yapping over each other.
Nothing's more.
I want to ask you a question, really. I want to just get back. First of all, yes, I am not book smart, but I still know. I love that book smart is the only smart. Smart, by the way, knowing words and fucking that's it. You can't
street smart.
Well,
no, there's no street smarts. I mean, a fucking carpenter is smart. He doesn't know. He might not know math or fucking English.
Well,
but
it's different.
To build a fucking house
there's
is pretty
different intelligence.
Amazing.
I mean, you know, if I fucking you got lost in the woods, if some guy who's lost in the woods and can build a fucking fire, he's smart in that capacity.
That's what I'm saying. There's a fucking. It's not just you know. You can't just say somebody's stupid because they don't know how to spell.
That's what's wrong with
pistachio.
Our school systems.
What's that?
Can't build fire.
No, just that they, you know, it's like you got to do
this. I got
this
excited that she was on my side.
No, but of course, like, that's the whole thing with school. It's like you got to do this, and it's like, yeah, but what if someone can't write, but they can present something or, you know, whatever? Like, we have to nurture everyone's smarts instead of being like, you're an idiot.
You find out what people are smart at and fucking push them towards that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's been proven that most people don't actually learn properly from one person talking to 30 people.
Yeah.
That's not really how people learn.
That's
things.
Not just memorization.
And
Germany,
math is hard.
Not like that at all.
What is Germany
small
like?
Small classes in Germany. They do them at like bars, or they have a class at like a restaurant. You don't sit in traditional classrooms all the time. And I think they go to school. I think
they're
our kids go to school
Jews,
190 days
that?
A year. I think we go 190, and I think Germany is like 280. They go to school through the summer. They're right. Way better off as it,
China. They go to school 6 days a week.
I saw once
that's
that the German child, German 12-year-old, is this equivalent to an American 21-year-old. I saw
that's
that once.
Nuts.
Yeah, they can drink.
My fingers.
Anthony
count.
Cumia is going
to
move to Germany.
Oh yeah, whenever I host downstairs and I have to figure out when to time, I always have to
every day.
Yeah, like I don't fucking use math at all. I don't use. I don't know how to spell. I don't know how to fucking. I don't know. I don't know grammar at all.
Commas are hard.
Do you know what fucks up autocorrect?
I can still fucking do, you know, I put up a fence this weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, what
well,
the
it's so
fuck?
Funny, like, back in the day, before we had, like, computers, so, like, autocorrect everything, it's like you had to actually be kind of smart. Now, it's all just done for you. You don't need, like, that type of intelligence anymore. Spelling, fucking math, all that shit.
Right. You really don't. And
maps.
You know, believe it or not, with YouTube, YouTube is so fucking amazing. Everything I've ever done to my house or had done. I just went to YouTube, watched a couple hours of shit, and all of a sudden you just know exactly what to get, what to buy, how to do it.
Yeah. I would always rather pay someone than do anything.
Well, I don't mind paying somebody, but there's nothing better than doing something.
Does your wife have sex with you after?
Especially, you know, that's funny. I go to.
I didn't
I don't
find
even
it
know
that
if
funny.
I should talk to.
It was okay.
I go to fight my wife this week. I don't even know. I'm going to move on.
No, come on, Bobby. What happened? Come on, tell us.
But do you build a fence and then get fucked, or it doesn't matter?
Well, I have a kid, So it's more that my kid sees me.
Okay, got it.
You know, but it's actually cool when you know, little Max grabs the gate and he's like, oh, you know, he helped me. Not really, because, you know, he's not that good.
You helped him.
But we, you know, mm-hmm. I think it's good for your kid to see you building something. I can pay to have somebody put the gate up, but I think it's good to see me out there all fucking day.
You know what? If you order, like, a fucking dresser from Amazon, you could pay Amazon to build it.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. But it's also probably better if your kid sees you build it.
Really?
Yes.
Screaming and cursing at a fucking dresser?
No. I mean, you probably don't want to do that. But, you know, I mean, I understand what you're saying. You can pay somebody to do it, and some people do that. But I think it's very important to do that shit. I'm building him a treehouse. I'm going to build him a fucking treehouse.
Oh, great.
But it's like, you know, how do you do that? Just go on fucking YouTube.
But did you have skills to build before? Like, did you have, when you were a teenager, did you know how to build stuff?
This is what I will say I am good at. I'm a quick study on anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I will not give up. I don't quit. I don't ever quit. I will mm-hmm. fucking learn.
Quit drinking.
Yeah. Well,
quit on your diet.
Drugs. Growing hair out of your head. Yeah, I was fucking sorry.
I was waiting
that
for
that was on my lips.
Yeah, was it?
Fucking yeah, Propecia was on my lips.
It should be on your head. I'm kidding.
I know.
That's like a full head of hair.
I know.
It's like the best hair in the fucking room.
It really is good hair.
Crazy
it's
house.
Sickening.
It's
crazy.
That was like a good podcast head. Joke until they Google Chris and they're like, oh, wait a minute. We got ripped off.
Chris is crazy handsome, except from this angle. His fucking forehead comes it's out you, an inch and a half over his nose.
I've bad side profile. That's always been one of my weaknesses.
What do you mean?
The side.
Let me see.
The side.
Turn to the side. Holy.
It's not
you
bad.
Look like fucking it. The old man on the mountain in New Hampshire.
You remember like the bone dinosaur with like the 10 inches of bone on the front of his head?
Right. You don't know the name of that dinosaur, Mr. Smarty Pants?
The Bronchiosaurus?
No, that's actually, that's too mean. You don't look like that. I think you're a good looking guy.
My side profile is brutal. It goes nose to sternum.
Yeah,
just
we know.
Boom. Angle.
I know. You look like a beakless bird.
That hurts my feelings, Lewis. Gee whiz.
But
you look like a canary because you're yellow.
There you go. First one. Take it. Fucking just rush that out.
Isn't
you
a canary yellow?
You got your feelings hurt and you spit one out, dummy.
I thought it was okay. Isn't a canary yellow?
It is.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That wasn't the point.
That was the point of my joke.
It was factually perfect.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. See, Lisa liked it.
I didn't like it, but it was facts. It was facts.
I want to get back to this real quick.
About what? Him being smart still?
No, he's not.
A comedy
smart.
Club?
No, no.
We should boycott
girl,
them?
So I don't care about who you date.
I don't
care.
Have a
YouTube?
Girlfriend.
I don't care.
I'm the girl seeing you, somebody who's a comic, girl, and I like it better than seeing a non-comic.
Why?
Because she gets me.
What does she get?
That so you she's can a stay bad, out late and go to my ex work on shit.
And she gets you. Does she like your comedy?
And she gets hit.
So she's a bad comic.
Everyone, that's a bomb, Bob. If you only get nervous laughter from everyone in the room because they all fucking put you up on a pedestal.
Nobody put. They just.
Yeah, I don't put.
I just had a casual giggle. It tickled me.
Nobody put me on. If you stop with that, nobody puts me on a pedestal.
That was a bomb.
Listen, here's.
It'd have to be a steel reinforced pedestal.
Jumpin' Joe.
It's real hot in here.
All right, turn the
Take
AC
off.
Back on.
Take off your shirt.
Good idea. What's wrong with you?
Oh, yeah, you have a hoodie. Yeah,
I just want to see
All right,
your
fucking chest. Shut the fuck up. I got to say this. I want to, you of all people, I would just think that you would be a little misogynistic about dating a girl in the same business as you. What if she becomes more famous than you?
I don't
what
care.
What if she gets more popular?
I'll write her
than
fucking
you?
Coattails.
I'll tell you.
You would.
I would write, yes.
I want to get into that. So you had that.
Yeah.
And did it really suck?
Oh, was sure.
It, was it, why was it
well,
bad?
Well, because she also wasn't good. That's what sucks.
Oh, boy.
Well, wow.
I disagree. I think Carly's funny.
When someone's famous and not good, that always sucks.
I love the way that, I love that she spit that out and she was expecting us to go, yeah, and we all went, what? And she went, right? Like it was a question.
No, for sure. I mean, she didn't do it for a while and then she became famous. When someone's not good.
Listen, we got it. It's on record.
Okay.
We're with you. So you think, no, at the time, you were probably a better stand-up than her, correct?
Well, I don't know.
Say yes.
Just say yes.
You were a better stand-up than her.
Yes. But well, I was doing it longer, for sure.
Were you a better stand-up
say
than
stronger.
Her?
Say stronger.
Stronger
is a better word.
Because
I
at
think
the time.
That's a very subjective question, because to her fans, God. Absolutely not. She would do
I'm
way better
she
than
she cheated
me.
On you.
Chris is spineless.
Chris is spineless. Chris is spineless.
Chris is considerate. Oh, sorry. I was trying to start my own chant. So...
No, I think what it does is the problem we're having is it's, you know, the ego, especially as males, so ego driven in this.
Yeah.
So I think like when she's more, when a girl's more successful than you, like stripped me of my ego, and it was very hard for me to just be happy when I was like, I feel like a failure.
But that's an opportunity to grow as a human.
That's which
and
I
get
took
rid of that ego.
Right. Which I took that opportunity why I stayed on the tour with them.
To grow as a human.
Yeah, and a lot of, and I feel good in like some of the jokes that I was forced to write because, you know, I had to follow some tenacity, like those jokes got on a half hour special and they got on the Seth Meyers show. And I wouldn't have wrote them had I not, you know, been through
that.
Yeah,
but you're also like, I mean, look, I mean, that was like a year or two where she kind of pulled ahead of you a little bit in terms of Twitter followers and fame in that world. But you were still, you know, you're currently still growing tremendously as a comedian.
Oh,
and
yeah.
you're also, you have a level of fame on your own. So it's not like, if you're successful, I don't think you really give a fuck if you're dating somebody else who's successful as well. Like, my plan isn't to, like, just fucking stop here. My plan is to continue to grow. Sure. So I don't give a fuck how famous this shit gets.
Right.
Right. And Joe, I mean, Joe, you have a girl and you guys are in the same boat. I mean, you guys are, you know,
both funny.
Right. Thank you.
She's hilarious. You're hilarious. But does it ever become a strain on the relationship?
Maybe so. I mean, I think it has at times, maybe for her, because I've had success where she has struggled. But and now she's getting more successful, obviously, and has got to get, I think, really successful. And we'll see what happens.
Does
then,
it make you nervous as a man if your girl becomes more successful and has to go on the road and have to? Do you get nervous that, oh God, now she's going to find somebody better?
No, but I can be a jealous, insecure guy. So the idea of like people seeing her on TV and being like, oh, she's hot, and her getting tweets or whatever message being like, you're hot, and I think you're funny and hilarious. Yeah. That's like a bummer, but
really, you get jealous about that?
Not a bummer, but like it's a thing that you have to deal with, and there's gonna be guys that, I mean, I'm an insecure guy physically, and you know, so
if you see a guy like
it's hard, you know,
of Chrissy D,
side profile Chrissy D.
Well, not the front of Chrissy D.
Front profile, both of your side profiles. But from my angle, these are disgusting looking men.
I agree with you on that. I'm always, my sinuses are always swollen.
Will you stop, please, and stop letting him rip? You're a great.
It's like hot
guy.
Girls being like, but my knees are weird, you know.
But I'm a good boyfriend, so I don't think she's going to leave me. I'm very...
You guys
she's
are also very thoughtful. Cute together.
Oh, thank you.
I am
the sweetest girl on earth.
What's that?
We drove from D.C. last week all together, and you guys are so cute together.
Oh,
could you? Do you have a boyfriend in the business?
I don't, but my ex-boyfriend was a stand-up.
He was. How did
Chris
you
Rock.
Like that?
I was having...
You dated Chris Rock?
No, I was... he's still in Chicago, but like... At the time, it was all fine.
Steve Byrne.
And then once...
Those people don't live in Chicago, so there's a bit of a hole.
Well, Hannibal's from Chicago. Yeah. Yeah. Chicago.
I know, but she said
he's
still in Chicago.
No, you would never know him. Yeah, so. He's like a preschool teacher now.
Okay.
But,
he wasn't good as a comic.
I mean, he's still... I thought he was funny, whatever. But after we broke up, all of our friends were like, oh, he was so jealous and competitive and all this shit.
Really?
And I never saw it. I was like, what are you talking about? He was always so nice and supportive. And then our friends were like, you're an idiot. Right. So I didn't realize it.
Right.
I was, yeah. But I should have broken up for...
Would you date another comic now? Do you care?
Yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, yeah, because for me, it's like I need someone to be really funny, and most, like, Joe Schmo men aren't that funny. You know
I would I would love to meet a girl. My dream is to meet a girl like a
made
girl.
Of chocolate.
I have these jokes in my head, but I won't say them. I feel
Why,
like
you can say
so much fun,
the
dude.
Meanness, but I never got off because you the sniper jokes that
can
you guys
do
have
me a favor,
are
though?
Fucking hilarious.
1 second, please.
No, I'm not fixing the headphones.
You look like you have a fucking... You look paralyzed.
You look like a DJ right now. DJ from Jersey.
Yeah. All right, good.
But he, can I just say, he had a lot of anxiety and stuff. So before he would get on, he was always stressed out. He was always like sweating, stressing. Yeah. I always had to be like, you were great, you were fine. Like, he needed so much fucking validation.
That's
and
a
that was
bitch.
Annoying.
You don't want that. You want a fucking alpha dude who's going to hold you down
sure.
and fucking.
Yeah.
Why does everything get a fucking lead to you holding.
Abusing women.
Basically abusing women. Why? Why do you have to hold them by the neck to fuck them?
It's just the best.
My ex, many of the problems that came up in our relationship.
Can
was
I get
because,
back to my dream before you threw the chalk line? Yeah.
This is the
that
only.
Was a good line, by
you know
the
what?
Way.
You're right.
This is the only show where the host says, "Here's my dream," and everybody else starts talking.
Well, now I have all of these things that I hated about. That I'm like, ah, oh, this too. You know.
Well, no, that's good. That's but when a good host that I inspire.
Can you imagine fucking MLK? I have a dream. Hey, what about that time we were at the Funny Bone? Remember that fat chick at the Funny Bone?
Jumpin' Joe.
Jumpin' Joe. Jumpin' Joe. All
right, listen.
What's your dumb dream that nobody really cares about, obviously? I want to hear your dream. And
I
then
don't
also.
Know. Nobody gets my dream.
And then Bob,
nobody gets my dream.
45 minutes ago, Lisa was like, I'll tell you the most embarrassing thing. And then we all just went bananas. And that thought got lost. You probably don't even remember
me
that
to
thought.
Be embarrassed? I don't know.
We were talking about something, and you were like, here's the most embarrassing.
Oh.
And then everyone went bananas.
Okay, go ahead.
We
what
lost
is it?
That
the
thought.
Most you're not going to like it. The most embarrassing thing probably is not. Like people that are upset or offended by the word cunt. It just like destroys my spirit.
Really?
Yeah, women being like, I would, or like, I know I worked with at a salon with a girl. Her boyfriend called her a cunt. She broke up with him.
What?
And it was just crazy to me.
Oh, she was a cunt.
I've never called my wife a cunt, but I have said.
It's a joke, uh-oh. Bob. If you throw something at me, I'm going to throw it back.
No,
I'm
don't. You'll hit the computer.
Hey, it's empty. It's empty.
It's a joke.
You don't fucking. What?
I love
tell
her.
You.
I love her.
Dude, shut the fuck
she's
up.
She's a great woman.
Your wife's your girl's. You don't have a girl.
Well, call her the fuck cunt. She is. The mystery woman, she is a cunt.
Listen, no, I'm telling you, shut up. What I'm saying is this, you fucking over fucking stepper. Stop laughing, you creep. What was I going to say?
Your dream. Go.
No, that wasn't it.
But what is your dream?
No, my dream's not happening.
Let's combine your two thoughts. Your embarrassing dream.
What was I going to say?
Cunt.
I've never called my wife the cunt, the C word. But I've never called her cunt. But I've called her.
You ever called her a dirty Puerto Rican bitch?
No, I say, you stop acting cunty.
Yeah.
Which, no, guys always
which
try
is
to
the way
that.
Of saying cunt, but
bitchy,
it kind of
bitchy, cunty, it's all the same.
Yeah, I mean, I'm basically saying Scopo's you're a cunt.
Getting sexted.
No, he's not. No,
oh, what's it not? Oh,
it's
on the
show
was.
Tonight.
What is your dream, Bob?
You lost it. No, you lost it.
Come on,
no.
Bob.
You lost the dream.
Oh, I want to hear about the dream.
Bob. Come on, tell us your dream.
No,
Bob.
What's your dream?
Oh,
no.
Please.
No. Nobody gets my
a
dream.
A sports bra for men?
I was about to tell you, too. Now you definitely.
Damn it.
I bet you that exists, by the way.
I think it does.
Sports bra for men? Yeah.
The bro.
I've never dated a girl with a headshot, ever. I've never dated a comic. I've fooled around with two comics in my life. Mm-hmm.
Tammy Pescatelli?
No, I wish. No. I think she's a fucking gorgeous.
Jay Davis.
On Tourgasm, dude, we were on the bus.
I fucked his ass, dude.
No, I'm not telling you who it was. When was it?
Roseanne.
When was a big girl? She was a big girl. She was a pretty big girl.
I would let Roseanne, like, you know, like,
not now.
I'd lick her feet and smell her asshole, you know what I mean?
I would love it, but it would be great if you could meet a comic, a girl comic that, like, was cool.
Right.
Like, you know, I know you got a wife. But let's just go on the road together and we can fuck the shit out of each
other. Yeah, they exist.
And I'll never tell anybody as long as you let me open for you.
But that if that woman has a husband or a boyfriend, I think that could exist.
It's even better.
No, it's not. I'll tell you
why.
Because now with social media, her fucking boyfriend finds out, then he's going to ruin your fucking
life,
dude.
Yeah, but no.
You need a whore that nobody loves.
If she has a husband, right, and I'm married, then it kind of fucking nullifies itself.
If he finds her fucking text, because she's a fucking idiot and leaves her phone
not
under her pillow.
We're not texting. We're on the road. Why am I? She's in the whole hotel room next to me. I open the door. She's in a robe. I fucking eat that pussy.
I like that you have rooms that can join, but also rooms that have robes. What hotel
is
that?
It's a Kimpton Hotel. Animal print robes.
I don't like the way you say room.
Room?
Room.
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 I think that would be fantastic. Routes. That would be the dream. And if she was made of chocolate.
Dude, my ex fucking, I mean, a lot of the problems was the fact that I was going out, living my dream, going out every night. My social life was built.
You're so delusional.
What?
You were the problem. Your personality was the problem.
No.
You're fucking argumentative. You're fucking strong-headed. No. You're a bully.
No.
You're
the, yeah, all
you have
of
the
those
skin tone of a Simpson.
Does she have a passion?
Jumpin' Joe! Jumpin' Joe!
Jumpin' Joe!
Did she have a passion? Because I don't know if it's
comedy
or not.
But not the same way that I have a passion. Like,
what the fuck? How do you say that about
Because
somebody?
I have to do comedy every fucking night. And I... Hold on. I have to do comedy every night. I have to do fucking podcasts. I'm on social media.
Please let her talk for you. Fuck you. He did it with me.
The comic relationships that I know work.
Yes.
The girl and the guy both have things that they're like an art director that works all the time, loves her job, right. Or like you need two people that love what they're doing, a stylist right. and a comic, yeah. because then they're both passionate about their jobs and they're not going to bitch.
But how great
you
would it be
hard.
To be on the road with a comic girl mm-hmm. and you guys work well together?
She's, I love it.
You're both great, but you also just can fuck.
Yeah,
but you're not, but what happens in a relationship?
What happens if you're single?
You're not in a relationship with this
no,
person.
No, you have
buddies.
Relationships. I you're fuck buddies.
But that's right. what a relationship is. I talked about this before. A yeah. fuck buddy, that's what a fucking girlfriend is.
A friend that you
We're
have
buddies,
sex with.
And we fuck.
Well, what is a wife?
That's the same thing. It should be a fuck buddy. That's my buddy. Sarah's my best buddy. And then we fuck.
Right.
That's fucking well, bananas. It's unbelievable.
A lot of guys just have girls in different cities. Like
different yeah. hoes in different area codes.
There you go, ludicrous.
That mm-hmm. did not rhyme.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, that's because I said it in a white way. But if you were black, it would rhyme.
You can make anything rhyme if you're black.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you a question, Chrissy.
Chrissy?
Yeah.
Chris D.
I like Chrissy.
Chrissy.
I call him Chrissy.
Chrissy
like
Stefano.
From Now and Then.
What's that?
None of you have seen Now and Then, have you?
I haven't seen that one.
I got you, girl.
Yeah, of course. We're Christina Ricci. Put your finger in her boobs.
Yeah. Chrissy was the chubby one. Who's dead now?
Oh, that
when
sucks.
When you were on the Diabetes. Road and you guys when you were on the road and you guys were dating,
mm-hmm.
that must have been fucking amazing.
It was good. Yeah.
I mean, you guys, did you share a hotel room?
Of course, yeah.
So you guys were in a hotel room. Yeah. You're having sex. She's smoking hot.
Right.
Doing shows together.
Right.
So you do the show. Did you ever get jealous, though, after the shows when you see guys coming up to her? That's a yeah.
Did I ever get jealous?
That's a yeah.
Well, if there's any guy watching Girl Code, he is a fucking psychopath.
Or he's just gay.
Because, yeah, there was never single guys at the shows. It was always some girl's boyfriend.
Really?
Or a gay.
Right.
Really? So it was just you?
No.
So after the show, you guys go back.
I've never been a jealous guy. For some reason.
Really?
I've never
you have a jawline.
Maybe. I've gotten, you know, I've went through breakups. I've felt pain, but I've never been like, I don't know, insecure about it.
Yeah?
I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know, it's just never. Right. I don't think I ever really get that close to the girl.
But how great was it to do a show and then just go back to the room and bang?
It was awesome. Yeah, it was great, and then it was...
Not to have to put in that fucking effort and
no, she was
time
right
here into hopes and dreams at some fucking
right.
Wings place.
So you've been in a relationship for a long time, but the thing is you build up all of these fucking girls, right?
Yeah,
so you get a bunch of them. So at one point you have 5 or 6 girls that you can just text to fuck.
Right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not like, you know, I don't know, Bob, you're just not a player like me.
Well, dude, I'm married. Mm-hmm. I'm fucking in love with my wife and have a child. But back in the day, I did have that. You had a couple girls here and there, all over the place. One, you know, but there were different levels too. Some of the girls were almost like when you went to that town, that was my girlfriend. You were my girl. When we did, we went to dinner. We had, you know, you stayed
right.
over. Some girls you'd come and fuck me. Some girls were a mixture of both. You know what I mean? I mean,
sure.
And then, you know, so it was different all over the place. I had a lot. I had 5 girls in New York back when I lived here. When I first lived here, 5
one for each borough, dog.
I dated a chick in Staten Island. That was a fucking nightmare.
Was she Italian?
She was Italian. Mm. No, she was Spanish.
Oof.
She had me take a fucking boat over there.
Yep.
That was the last time
nice
I ever saw her. fucking bye. Okay. Fucking awful. But I just... What's that? Use the mic, man. We got headphones on.
They shouldn't be able to jump
in
like this.
Did she get jealous of you?
Who, my ex?
Yeah, you can jump in like that.
I don't really think so. I don't think so. I mean, I think, you know, she was... We're both focused on what we wanted, so it's weird.
They're both focused on Chris D.
On Chris D. The truth is, like, since I've had my kid, I can't to tell you something happened.
Hang on, stop. He just did a Chris Dick joke.
Here,
he looked around so desperately for a laugh too.
To somebody,
I can't go.
That joke did so bad, your hat fell on the ground.
That was close, but he got a laugh.
Well, I think a lot of people didn't see that his hat did fall.
And it was great because it's a dumb Legion of Skanks hat, and it hit the ground where it should
be. Guys. LegionofSkanks.com/merch.
How much are those puppies?
$35.
Whoa. $35?
Wow. Yankee hat?
Christ.
If you were on Shark Tank, they would say no way on that price point.
They're laughing at you.
I will show you guys how much money we make off of merch. We're doing okay. Actually, I don't know.
Of course you are, because you're raping people.
No, they have to pay extra for that.
$35.
I don't know. Is it go to LegionofSkanks.com?
Don't go in there.
Why?
I'm kidding.
$35.
It might be. I don't know. I have no idea.
Can you check your email
all,
on the
hold hat? On. Time out. A new era, fucking 3D hat. That's how much they cost.
Yeah, buying that hat is an era.
I like it. It was good.
That was good. Come on.
It was okay. No, go to. But how much do you think it's a $40 hat? I mean, if you buy a Yankees fucking hat.
The girl you're dating, is she blonde? She's a blonde girl?
It's none of your fucking business. Let me ask
you a question.
She's bald.
Can I do this?
What?
I don't want to announce it. I don't want to say anything. We'll move on.
No.
Let me say this.
No.
Let me fucking say this.
No.
Can Scoba just show me what she looks like? I'm going to find out.
After the show, yeah.
Show me now. I'm not going to show it on the camera.
No.
Just let me try.
They're $25.
Oh, they're $25. That's it?
$52 for a hooded sweatshirt?
Yeah, yeah.
I like the hood. I actually have mine. I like it a lot. Yeah.
You spent $52?
No, I got it for free. It was Big J's that I stole.
Oh, it's only $25 for this? That's a fucking deal.
That makes more sense. The Black History Month t-shirts. That's cool.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Anyways, now that she's gone. No, I'm kidding.
Imagine. Lisa's got a sexiness about her.
Let her come back before we talk about. There is something very sexy about her. Yeah, there is. Nice. She has confidence and her. There's something about
you. It's not her voice, but everything else.
I love her voice. I think her voice.
You have good
great.
Hair. You have good sex hair.
Oh, thank you.
What's sex hair?
It's like her hair.
It's like messy.
It's sex hair.
It's sexual hair.
Pubic
hair. What does that mean?
It's a lot of
wild.
It.
It's wild. It's fun. It's adventurous. It's open. It's inviting.
Was it amusement park?
Very Jew-like hair.
You know, Jesus had great sex hair.
Yeah, it's Six Flags Great Adventure hair.
Are you Jewish?
Yeah.
And that's Jew.
Yes.
Yes.
Damn,
Russian Jew.
What are you going? You smell the seat, you freak? Fucking dirtball. I know you're into dirty stuff, Chrissy D. I know you are, you fucking dirtball.
Right. Now that he's gone, let's talk about how hot his ex was.
Yeah, she's
his ex
so
was
hot.
Very pretty. But I mean, it was an acquired taste, though. It's a certain type
I
of
I dissed
pretty.
Her, but I follow her on Instagram
I tell
pretty
you this,
intensely.
She's
so hot.
Do you like girls, too?
No, but if it's like a group sitch, maybe.
What do you mean a sitch?
What?
Like if there's more, you know, like so three or four people.
Three girls,
if there was
two
an orgy,
dudes.
If there was an orgy going on, you jump in?
Yeah.
And on Molly.
Molly, I'll like do whatever.
So you're very open sexual.
Molly sexually. Austin?
Really?
Lewis, shut up. We're getting into fucking
gangbangs
here.
Yeah, you and your fucking quips. What are you, a bartender?
You're the worst.
Don't fucking do it.
I don't have sex that often, so if anything comes up, I'm usually down.
So you, it doesn't matter. Two guys?
The last time it was two guys and a girl.
Is that an independent movie you made? Listen, we're going to give you scenarios. You say yay or nay.
Okay.
Okay? Two guys.
No, it's too much work. No.
Okay.
What if you just lie there and then they fucking plow you in the throat and pussy?
Yeah, not my throat. I just, why that's do you too much. Once I walked in on a double team and I wasn't that into it.
All right, a girl and a guy.
Yeah.
All right, two girls.
One cup.
Yeah.
One black guy.
Don't get it. But I thought about it, though.
There was a fucking pause. Yeah. Yeah, what the hell?
What was the craziest thing you've ever done sexually, Joe? Like, I'm talking crazy.
Got herpes.
I mean, I had two different situations. I've told the story before. Two different situations where a girl showed up and blew everybody. We were all
where?
Fucking with one girl.
Where was
in
that?
In Everett.
Everett. So you're in Everett.
Your wife's hometown.
Easy. I was through something.
I'm saying it's your wife's hometown.
No, don't say my wife. Just say Everett. We know what it is.
It's funny.
I had no idea. I thought it was a college.
I'm not trying to disrespect your wife.
Kidding,
it's a
dude.
Funny
I,
thing.
I know. I'm kidding.
That's what happened.
I'm fucking joking. Move on.
You're making him nervous, Bobby.
I don't want to disrespect someone's wife.
What was the girl's name?
What
was the girl's name?
Don't say the name.
Her name was Dorothy.
Really?
Yeah.
Did she have red
shoes
on? It was
crazy. I'm going to tell this story on Ari's show.
Okay, great. Tell it here first.
I've told it before. I'll tell an abbreviated version. But we ordered strippers, me and my one friend and my other friend.
How many people there?
Three dudes.
Three guys.
Thanksgiving night.
How old?
Ari probably doesn't want me to tell the whole story.
How old?
How old was the girl?
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably 20s, maybe.
No, how old are you?
25-ish.
Okay, go ahead.
24, maybe.
Yeah. So you hire.
I must have been 24 because I hadn't moved here yet.
So you hire whores.
No, no, we don't hire whores. We hire strippers.
Strippers. So,
and while we're waiting for the strippers.
That's semantics, but go ahead.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Whores. Really?
Whores.
Yeah. Or you pay someone to fuck, a stripper comes dances over, around naked.
Did she suck your dick?
No, that's a whore.
Typically, house call strippers will probably fuck you for a little more money.
Oh, well, yeah. I was 24. I wasn't making the kind of money I could give to women to fuck me.
All right, go ahead.
So we were waiting for the strippers to show up. Then this random girl shows up, and she's like, is this where the party
Wait
is?
Wait a minute. A random chick says, is this the where best. The party is?
Yes. The doorbell rings, and we're like, oh, there. It's the craziest fucking story ever
yeah.
in my life. The doorbell rings, and we're like, oh, there's the strippers. And this girl is like, hey, Raul said this is where the party is. Is this where the party? And Everett's a fucking shady town.
Yeah.
So we're like, yeah, this is where the party is. Come on up. And she had a dog, which it sounds insane. Her name is Dorothy, and she had a little Toto-looking dog.
Really?
Yeah, she bought it because her name is Dorothy, so she bought a little
Do you think
Toto
her name was really Dorothy? Or maybe she made
maybe
that
not.
Up?
I mean, she was on drugs. I mean, she was a mess.
Yeah, so she might have made that up.
So she started hanging out. She's a maniac. Then the strippers showed up. When the strippers started stripping, she started stripping with them.
Oh, okay, that's now, so hot. Mm-hmm. Was she hot?
No, but she was like, she down? Wasn't like disgusting.
She had Down syndrome?
No.
Well, who said down?
Like down to fuck.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
That's why.
DTF.
So anyway, so she started, then she started stripping too, and the girls were like, hey, we're artists. We're not going to, we can't just strip with us. Fuck this girl, she's crazy.
Okay. We're artists.
Yeah, whatever. And then she started like crying. Because she was
Dorothy?
Crazy. Yeah, Dorothy.
And then you
was,
were like, you was, can suck my dick if it'll make you feel
and
better.
What,
wait, stop. What, was there music playing?
I don't think so.
They didn't bring a boombox?
That's so
it was just dancing to no music?
That might have been a boombox.
How fucking, is there anything worse than a quiet a dance from a stripper with no music?
There might have been music. I can't remember.
Just hearing those high heels click.
There had to have been music.
All right, so they were playing music.
They play music.
Music if it helps.
Add a fucking boombox to the story.
There's a boombox.
iPad. Right. It's an iPad.
So iPad. Now, I mean, 1997.
Oh, you dumb dumb.
So anyways.
Wait, was it 8 years ago? iPads weren't around 8 years ago?
It was 10 years. It was probably 05.
A JVC kaboom box.
These are all details that don't matter.
So you had a. So
agreed. That's why I left them out. I've told stories before.
Did you do it on Tuesdays? Go ahead.
It's Mondays with memories.
I know. That's why. Okay. Mondays,
so, anyways.
Mondays with Murray. Go ahead.
So, anyways, they came out. And then the strippers were like, we're going to, this is crazy. So they went in the kitchen. They were chatting with my other buddy in the kitchen. It was
so they took a five. They took a break, a union break.
Yes, because this other girl was dancing all
crazy.
What
was in the kitchen? Did you have snacks, Wheat Thins?
My buddy was hanging out in there.
Okay, go ahead.
So then we're sitting there, and then somehow or another.
She's crying.
She starts blowing me.
Yes.
Dorothy.
Your dick just came out?
She took my dick out.
So she took your dick out.
She starts blowing me.
Right.
And my buddy's sitting where Lisa is right now. Like, literally, we're this close, just like.
Wait, in this room?
Buddies. And then my buddy leaned in and said, he has balls, you know, which was a wonderful moment. And then she started licking my balls, which was fun.
Right.
But then this, if you think I'm nervous and crazy and gay now, this back then I was a fucking, just a nutcase. So I started to freak out. I started to have a panic attack in the middle of it because I'm like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
I'm on drugs. I'm drinking. This woman's blowing me in my living room. I had a bunch of Xanax. I was eating a lot of Xanax at the time. So I was like, I'm freaking out. So I ran to the bathroom. I was like, you got to stop. I run to the bathroom. And I'm like splashing water in my face. I'm like, this is insane. Yeah. And then when I come back, my buddy's just fucking her. And my other buddy's like clapping.
No condom.
Raw dog?
Yeah, raw dog.
Oh, God.
Wow.
And then, really?
That's brave.
And then.
A random chick with a dog?
Where
raw
was
dog?
Fucking the dog?
Where was the dog?
The dog was there at one point.
Yeah, was covering his eyes.
Was he watching?
Then the dog was watching.
Did the dog start licking
watching.
Your balls?
And then she ended up blowing a
you
pair
sure
of
the
us.
The dog wasn't a midget stealing all your shit?
Yeah.
Pretty sure. But it was a wild night. So that was probably the craziest.
That's the craziest night of your life?
Yeah, I mean, there's other details in there that I'm going
like
to tease.
They killed her.
I don't want to get too in because I'm telling it on a TV show. And
is that how you got herpes?
No. I mean, I also have herpes. I mean, I got quite a few stories. I don't like this. That's the craziest story.
I like
story
the story
life.
When you shit
a fucking
on your
random
pants.
Girl showing up and sucking my dick while strippers are
don't
dancing
forget the,
in my living room.
Don't forget the dog.
And there's a dog, which later humped her leg at one point, which was fun.
While she was sucking dick?
Yeah, it was great.
Was the dog for cleanup purposes only?
I'm not really sure.
What, the jizz?
Yeah.
You are from Jersey.
She can get the bandana, too.
Yeah, she should. Give it to her.
That's a good idea.
But it was pretty wild.
Lisa. Yeah. Lisa. I don't know why I said Lisa. Lisa.
Crowd,
Lisa. Lisa, what was your craziest thing you've ever done sexually?
One time I went to this party and started sucking Joe List's dick.
Then he fucking came on my dog.
Well, the story of the
and
year.
And I gave him herpes. Good.
I think it was actually a year ago, but there were three people in the front row at a show at Caroline's I was doing. And then we went back to their hotel and did Coke and Molly and fucked.
Nice.
Three women? Or
it was two dudes and a girl.
Wow.
We went to Lily's for a drink, and then they're like, by the way, we're all going to do Molly and have sex. I was like,
what the fuck? Look, I know what Molly is, I guess, but I don't. So tell me what it is.
It's like ecstasy. You just feel like amazing, body high, warm, and you just want to fuck anything and touch everything.
Now, did you grow up in the city?
No, suburbs of Chicago.
And now, when did you move here?
It'll be 2 years in May.
2 years in May. Do you have roommates?
Yes.
Okay. So you have no family here?
I have some Brighton Beach trash.
You really are Russian.
Yeah.
And your family's back in Chicago. Are you close with your family?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You have a good family.
Not after they hear this podcast.
No, my parents are whores.
What do you mean?
their bodies for sex.
They just lived fucked. I mean, they all were like married.
Did your mom
have a
dance in Everett, Mass?
No, but like, wait. No, but like, my dad has all these old photos with women. I'm like, who is that? And he's like, don't worry about it. And like,
really?
Yeah, he was like a hot dude. And my mom has like a son when she was 16. Like, they're both kind of slutty.
Yeah,
like, they didn't
get
married for a while. They were like fucked. They were weird.
My mother had my sister when she was 15. So,
are your parents still together?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, but they fuck my mom. I mean, they're nuts, but yeah.
They still fuck other people?
I don't know, because my mom has fake hips now. He had a stroke. I don't know what they're up to.
Right.
Stroke of luck.
Yeah, you don't need fucking new hips if you're
older people fuck the most. The highest rate of STDs going up amongst the elderly.
Yeah, because they
in the homes.
Mm-hmm. In the homes, right.
Yeah, because they don't wear condoms.
Yeah, but they're like getting them from the fucking Puerto Rican guy who's supposed to be taking care of them.
Yeah, from fucking Luis. Can we just pause real quick?
What, the racist bandana on that?
You got the fucking chinkdana on that.
Oh,
racist.
Stop saying it's not a chinkdana.
It's a chinkdana.
No, it's a racist bandana.
It is a chinkdana.
I refuse to. Can you get your color checked? You're orange.
Also, when it's I was crazy. Younger, I had like I liked to fuck in public for like a few years.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Fun.
I tell you,
I'm the same way.
Get your finger with my eye, you fucking lunatic. Can I just say that she said my dad had a stroke, and then Lewis said stroke of luck, and it went unnoticed.
You know, no,
it was
didn't.
A dog shit line.
Absolutely, we didn't.
A stroke of
luck. Buddy. Sometimes it's so. It's sometimes when it's that bad, we don't acknowledge it. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Like I don't
understand.
Even want to acknowledge stroke of luck line.
But it was a piece of shit, and it deserved a bomb dana.
Where is it?
It's over
threw
there.
It out over there.
No, hold
Lewis
on. Hold on.
Threw it.
You can't, no, new rule. New rule. Bob, yes, Bobby, can I make a new rule?
Could you use it to wipe the yellows?
You can propose a new rule.
If you don't get the bomb dana in the moment that you bomb and other jokes have been said.
Yes.
You're the key. You're the main one that always goes back and is like, that one fucking bomb and that's not,
true.
He didn't laugh.
Yes, I not know.
But not after another joke came. Not after another joke came.
Tell this.
Bob.
All right, here's
Bob.
Bob's podcast
rules. Listen, I'm going to pass ruling right now. Yes. We will pass that rule after this one.
Ah.
Now use the bandana to wipe the yellow makeup off your forehead. Yellow
give it now.
Face.
Give that to John. Fucking asshole. Why don't you keep your trap shut?
It'll be back on his in 30 seconds. If we have any stroke of luck. Ugh.
How did you make that funny?
What a horrible attempt.
Oh, really fucking canary, you faggot?
What the fuck?
Jesus.
Why do you go
with
the
OT?
That's
the racist.
Not racist.
Faggot is
faggot
racist.
Faggot is the worst.
Faggots are not even human.
Oh, I don't even know what to give you. You should get a timeout.
I was watching Teen Wolf yesterday. Remember Teen Wolf? Yeah. There's a scene where they say fag a bunch. Michael J. Fox says fag in a movie.
Yeah. Really?
Isn't that funny?
That is now.
He goes, I'm not a fag.
Yeah, back then it was. Anyway,
retard is
well,
back.
Oh, it was funny then.
Is retard back?
Yeah, retard's Jerry, back.
Jerry Lawler called Goldust a faggot in like the late 90s in WWF.
Yeah, back then you could say faggot. It wasn't, you know.
And you could watch wrestling. It was
hey.
Weird.
Well, my favorite's Road Warriors.
Let me ask you a question.
When he said the N-word. And then he
it wasn't.
It was Booker T.
Booker T.
Yeah. Harlem Heat.
To Hulk Hogan.
Well, I don't even want to ask this, but you, because I think I know the answer. I don't think you've done anything that crazy.
Me?
Sexually.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
What's the craziest thing?
Me and Big J double-teamed a 400-pound girl in the closet of the Comedy Cellar.
Oh my God!
Did she
God.
Fit in
of the Comedy Cellar?
Yeah, me, Fat Lewis.
How did
fat
you guys
Big
fit?
J. Yeah, we all fucking you know that closet in the
dude. You know how many blowjobs I got in that closet?
Wait a
you
minute.
Could start
Wait a minute.
Fucking family.
Did we double team you in the closet?
God damn it! I walked into that one. I saw the light go off of your fucking dumb head.
Wait, where's the closet?
They lock it now because there's too much.
There's
shiz.
Back in the day. Down, if you walk down the cellar stairs to the right, you don't even see it. There's a door, and there used to be a chain with a key on the end of it. And when you met a chick, you'd bring her in there. She'd suck your dick real quick before you did a spot or whatever in between shows.
Like, Artie, stretch!
Yeah. Oh, dude, I got blown like as they're calling my name, I was jizzing in a girl's mouth, and I had to run on stage.
Then we saw Jerry just slowly put this on. My
Late 90s, Bobby.
I don't get girls that will just blow someone, not come. I don't get it.
Why?
Yeah. I just don't get it.
I would never just blow someone and not get anything.
Yeah, that's right. Why you're called not fun.
I have
that's
this argument.
Nickname,
I have this discussion all the time. Some girls like sucking dick. It's not. I like eating pussy.
I love eating pussy.
It's
yeah.
But not a just random pussies if someone does
a skill.
I fucking love sucking dick. I mean, eat pussy. I love it.
Yeah, it turns me on to eat a pussy. If a girl, if a hot chick was like, yeah, eat my pussy, and that's all I want to do, I'd do it.
Yeah, I want a girl to make me eat, like, eat my pussy, you little bitch. Yeah, and then she's pulling my hair and punching me in the eye.
Yeah, it depends, though. If the pussy, I don't want the pussy to be, you know, if she's waiting tables for fucking double shifts, I'm not going down
no
there.
Yeah, tights. If she's wearing tights for more than 8 minutes, you can't eat a pussy.
Yeah, that fucking Dutch oven. I'm not dealing with that.
Isn't that a fart thing?
If you have nylons on, too, if it's the summer and you have fucking nylons on, I'm not going near your pussy.
That's what, that's what I meant by tights, but I, the 60s.
I fucked a chick on top of a cop car once outside.
Really?
Yeah.
Where?
Where?
Yeah.
In the city.
All right, well, don't get mad at me for wanting details. It's a story. You're getting fucking mad. Where? Yeah, where?
Yeah.
It happened out in fucking...
Gramercy.
Gramercy.
Yeah.
So there was people... I mean, you're outside.
It was like 8 o'clock at night.
Everybody's around.
Yeah.
You're fucking... At 8 at night, on a cop car.
On a cop car.
But you just stick it in, though, or you really fucked?
No, we fucked.
Does anyone here go to sex parties?
No. You go to them?
No, my friends are into them right now. I think I might go to one with them next month.
Fuck. You know what it is? My ass sucks.
I have, like,
so
five friends.
People are
going
to see me fuck from behind, and they're going to be like, what the fuck is that?
I'd go to a sex party if it was, like, people older than me.
Right.
Then I'd feel at least comfortable, but I'm not going... With, like, fucking young people.
No, it's crazy. Happen. In the last 2 weeks, I've had so many friends just be going to sex parties. I can't believe
I think sex, because back in New York, back in the day, in the 80s, the 90s, early 90s, sex was crazy in New York City. They had all the sex clubs, the vault, all this weird shit. Like, the meatpacking district was all fucking dirty shit. The vault, you go there. I remember there was a fucking... Just a chick dropped to her knees and started just sucking cock.
Right.
Ooh. And it was like a fucking frenzy to get over to get your cock in this girl's mouth. And then they broke they broke it up like, and then just guys scattered. You used to have napkins around to wipe jizz and shit. Like, it was a crazy place, but then it all went away with Giuliani. Cleaned it all up. And then Bloomberg, of course. Now, but I think it's making a comeback
now. It definitely is.
Right. Well, what was the craziest thing you've ever done? Not too crazy, right?
Sexually?
No. Fucking your act wise tell me some new jokes.
Sex? I don't know if it's crazy. I mean, I've had, you know, threesome with, like, Australian girls. Oh, I had sex with Miss Puerto Rico.
Really?
Yeah. That was cool. Like, not
that's
not
like, that's actually, that's awesome. That's not crazy.
Well, I don't know if I've had anything crazy. Like, I've still never had anal sex. Like, I've never
done. You've
never
been fucked in
given
the
or
ass?
Received. Yeah.
You just got to put your legs up by your ears.
Yeah.
What year she win?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. But
you never fucked a girl in the butt?
Never. As Italians, like, we couldn't do it. It's like, the butt is like, you have to stay away from the butt.
The coolie. You got to stay away.
The coolie.
You never had your butt taken?
No, get the hell out of there.
I haven't.
Can't do it.
Bye.
Never had your butt taken?
No.
What about you, Joe?
I've had anal sex, not in my butt, but with other women's butts.
Do you ever have stuff put in your butt?
No. I've had a finger in medically.
What about you?
I've had fingers in my ass.
What else?
Never.
That's it.
Dude, you look down and to the left. Something else went in your butt.
Okay, fucking NYPD blue.
What went in your butt?
A finger, that's it.
Never like a dildo? You never been strap on?
Couldn't do that. That's crazy. I don't even like a finger in the butt unless a girl really, really knows how to do it. Did we talk about it on this show? It's like, if a guy doesn't know how to finger a pussy, it's going to hurt.
Yeah, it's
the same thing with a girl. If she doesn't know how to finger your butt properly, she's going to hurt you.
I had a girl want to fuck me in the ass, and it did, and I agreed to it.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy!
And then I backed out because we got into a fight because she wanted she wanted me to buy it,
right?
And I was like, I'm not fucking buying it. You buy it.
Right.
And then she was like, you know, I agreed to go halfsies.
Right. You dig the hole. You're gonna dig the hole.
And then she goes, I was like, well, you get the right one. She's like, I'm gonna get the one I want. I'm like, you get my dick or smaller. You don't get.
Right.
You don't get your dream dick.
You don't make them that small.
This is my asshole.
Right.
And then we got into this big fight, and she was like, well, then fuck it. I'm not even going. I'm like, don't get it. I didn't want this.
Yeah.
I wanted your fucking sister to come in and hang out. I didn't want to fucking get. I was just being a team player.
It just seems like gay guys are constantly having enemas. That seems like a lot of work.
Well, you have to clean. Yeah, you have to clean your. You can't. You don't want to you know,
all the porn stars
dick
on Twitter are always enemying.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, there's not supposed to be dicks in your ass. It's bad for you.
Yeah. Why?
Yeah, it's not designed for dicks.
Yeah, it's not designed that
there's
way.
There's not that lining. That's why you always bleed so much. That's why the HIV goes crazy in the gay community.
It goes crazy
because of how much blood.
You're gonna say the
it goes bonkers because of the.
You're not
the
supposed
lining
to have a dick in your ass.
No. You should have a dick in your pussy.
Stop like, telling I'm, me like I'm, I know.
I'm,
I know.
I'm pro gay rights. You know what I mean? They should be right able to do all the things. But like, it's not. You're not supposed to have things go into your asshole.
Yeah, you, I don't
weird,
know if you're
it's
not.
It's a
so,
weird
you,
thing, man.
The body's not just not designed for it. Right. God didn't plan for that or whomever.
I wonder how it feels to get a dick in your butt, and then. Does it feel like a?
I was at brunch with the girls Sunday, and one of the girls loves anal. She like can't get enough.
I
she like announced that the guy she's seeing now is into anal too, and she was like super pumped.
Yeah, I've heard of girls that love
super
anal.
Super pumped. That's what she calls it.
I've had girls that liked anal fucking better than me fucking them in the pussy.
Well, they can't feel it in their pussy.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, some girls. I remember there was this one girl who I knew as a child. It was like one of my first kid girlfriends.
Yeah.
And then I met her later in life when we were like 19, 20.
Yeah.
And all she wanted was to be fucked in the ass.
And you fucked her?
Of course I did.
I had sex with my kindergarten lunch monitor. I forgot about that.
Did you fuck her in the ass?
No.
What do you mean a kid? What?
When she was my lunch monitor when I was 5 years old in kindergarten, she must have been 21, 22.
Oh,
and then when I was 18, she was her kids were at the basketball clinic I used to coach at the local parish that I went to that she was my kindergarten monitor in, and I fucked her.
Oh, in that's
the
great.
Does she have the whistle still?
What?
Does she have the whistle?
No, the whistle. No, yeah, she yelled. Yeah, she
she's
yelled
still
at me
hot
to
oh,
fucking finish my tuna fish. She was hot. Yeah, she's a MILF.
Really?
Yeah.
And she's did she remember you?
Of course.
So she remembered little Chrissy.
She remembered me,
little
she,
cutie.
She's known my mother since before I was even born.
She knows your mom.
Every if my mother ever found out, she would fucking.
Well, you
lose.
Just said it on a fucking.
Yeah, but I didn't say the name. There was a few kindergarten lunch monitors.
Yeah, but we know the one fuckable.
Yeah, that's the one that's also friends with your mom.
Yeah, the one's friend with your mom.
No, she's friends. My mom's friends with all of them still.
Why's your mom friends with so many lunch monitors?
I don't know.
It's a lonely woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your mom doing?
Jesus. It was insane.
I remember my gym teacher who was smoking hot.
Right.
Fucking ridiculous hot in sixth grade.
What was his name?
Damn it. I was coming in. I have nothing tonight.
She
I'm sorry.
You're fine. You're doing great.
These three stole the show. I apologize. Apologize anybody.
Every time you do a fucking show with me, you always judge yourself mid-show.
I'm sorry.
Christy, on the record earlier in this episode saying not an insecure guy.
There you go.
Stop, thanks. Would you? Maybe you fix your headphones. You won't feel
no,
so crooked.
It probably does have something to do with my headphones, but it's too late. I feel like I'm already down by 40. There's no way I could come back. I'm just done.
You got this.
I'm done. No, I'm going to just keep it low energy.
I think you've had a couple of good ones.
No, I've had nothing.
Well, you're
continue
a real asshole. You're
thank
a real
you
asshole.
I'll turn it up tonight.
You're an asshole. You're doing great.
You're a much better comedian than Lewis.
I don't agree with that, Lewis.
What?
I
what
think
are you kidding?
He's a fucking way better comedian than Lewis. Not much.
By the way, I was talking to everyone.
I love it, Lewis. Lewis said, Lewis gets you, he'll scream in your face. Ah!
Right.
And if you get him, he just stares at you like, why would you do that?
Well, why would you say that?
Take a hit.
He didn't get me.
Who didn't get you?
Fucking asshole right here. Asshole
Jumpin'
mouth.
Jumpin' Joe.
Jumpin' Joe.
The ooh, shit. Uh-oh.
You're right.
The gym teacher. Are we good? Yeah.
Yeah.
Did we
the
lose
gym
everything?
Teacher, no, we're good. The gym teacher. We have like three backups. The gym teacher, this smoking, was fucking my uncle's friend. I remember he'd come in and visit her. Like during, when we'd be out there doing jumping jacks. I never thought anything about it. A couple of years ago, I saw him again. I go, dude, remember when you used to hang? He goes, I would go in there and fuck the shit out of her.
Ooh.
I go, while all you guys were out there doing your little jumping jacks, I was eating her fucking asshole, sticking, just plowing her on her desk. Oh, my God. Could you imagine as a kid walking in on that? How hard your dick would get?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Now, I don't even know you wouldn't even know what was going on. I don't think you would have understood it.
Sixth grade, you would have. I was cranking them out.
I don't remember a time not knowing what sex was. Like, for as long as I remember, since I was like 4 or 5 years old, I knew what
I
sex
wish
was.
I didn't learn sex as early as I did.
I thought it was belly button. When I was in like kindergarten, first grade, I thought the belly button was sex.
Right.
I thought you fucked someone in the belly button. Because my dick was the size of a belly button hole.
Right.
Right.
You were like,
when I first started masturbating, I would rub a pillow up
me
and
too
down on my dick, and I would never. I still don't go like this.
Yeah, I don't either. I do. Well, I do
I
fingertips and thumb.
Yeah,
I do. What are you doing?
Yeah, I have a thumbprint in my cup.
Dude, I use lube. I can't do it no lube.
I do no lube. I'm a fucking professional.
That sucks. Dude, I use fucking lotion, and then I fucking I engulf the whole dick, and I go up and
I'll
fucking
come in
down
5 seconds. I will come in 5 seconds.
Thinking about me jerking off?
Yes. Thinking about your fucking weird uncircumcised dick.
I'm circumcised, dog.
I know. When I say it, you get mad. That's why I say it. Jesus, you're so...
Why would that... It's not an accurate fucking joke,
yeah,
Bobby.
They're not accurate.
Yeah, they are. He's way better than me at comedy.
I have a big purple thumbprint
really?
In the bottom of my dick.
You don't need to tell him not to do it.
Does anybody
in fact,
else
I wish he did do it. I'd fucking smash him in the back of the head with this.
Do you have a thumbprint on your dick? From
not anymore.
Lube?
I rubbed it off.
Mm. By the way, since Dr. Steve told me that I could pop that little fucking pop on my dick.
Ugh.
Goodbye.
Did you pop it?
Oh, popped it. Oh, yeah, I popped
it.
What was it, a blackhead?
Ew.
No, it was like just a little white bump.
Yeah. I forget what he called them, but the...
Did it stink little, the inside of it stink like cheese?
No.
No, I'm serious, because that's a thing. That's I forgot what that's
it's
called.
It's just
to,
a bump.
But it smells. The, it's
it
like
doesn't
pus.
Smell. It was, yeah, it was almost like a pimple, but I just went... Mm-hmm. And I'm like, think, oh, gone.
I don't know how I jerk off.
I lay down.
I do this.
I make
so
a
I grab the whole thing.
Like dice.
Yeah, I do dice. I do that.
You make a vagina how?
No cream.
Like this? I can't jerk off in the shower.
You make a vagina with your hands?
What?
My, I have, so picture, have an erection.
You make
so
a vas deferens?
So yeah, it's right here. And then I rub like this, so my
what?
Penis is coming up and going this way. And then when I shoot it, it shoots up.
That's why Carly left you.
Oh.
Buddy, let me ask you a question. You jerk off with the fucking palms of your hands?
Yeah.
Like straight?
Yeah.
And you make a pussy and you fuck your palms?
Because when I first started jerking off, I was rubbing the pillow on my dick and that habit never changed. I never got into this.
Wow.
I can't do
but
it.
You,
that's
so
weird.
You always have to be laying down.
Wait, yep. When you jerk off on a girl's face, is that the way you do it?
No. That's a good call. Yeah. But by the time you're about to jerk off on a girl's face, the cum is, you can do whatever.
You know how fucking awkward that'd be? Hang on 1 second, I'm going to come. And he lied down instead of, he made a just pussy with his hands.
Yeah,
just a creep.
Start rubbing it out like, yeah.
I find coming on a girl's face a little bit disrespectful.
You
call
don't,
me crazy.
You don't like coming on a girl's face?
No.
Girls like it now, though.
What do you mean now?
No, they didn't like it.
Well, the girls in the 70s pornos I was watching.
We grew up with porn now, okay? Yeah. It's at our fingertips at all times. So now girls watch porn, and that's a regular occurrence.
Buddy, it's been a regular corns forever. Every stop saying girls like it now. Like you have stats.
No, I don't think they liked it 20 years ago though, the same way.
Yeah,
they
did.
Now.
Did you ever watch a porno? Every porno in the 70s and 80s.
I'm not
was
talking about
jizz.
Porn fuckface.
Yeah, but
I'm talking about girls in real life.
Porn
Bob.
Reflects
they see it
real
more.
Life.
They see it more. He's saying they see.
No, no,
it
no.
More.
We reflect porn.
Oh, they see it,
buddy. I'm telling.
Stop saying buddy.
It's the same thing. I like saying buddy.
Buddy.
I'm Jamie Masada from Laugh Factory, LA. Buddy. Buddy. You do good, buddy. You do Puerto Rican, buddy. Listen to me. Girls have loved jizz.
Can you look that up, Lauren? See if girls like girls getting
what
like
is this,
facials.
Fox News? Don't look it up.
Look it up, Lauren.
No. You know what? We don't like it, Louis.
You
okay?
Don't like it.
No. Well, one time someone did.
You don't like it because you don't want to fuck up your eyeliner.
Yeah.
Lisa,
exactly.
Come in the face. What's your policy?
I don't think so. I'd rather someone come on my tits.
That's not. Hold on. That's not the.
Wait
the question.
A minute. Let her say that again.
Bob, that's not the question. The question is: are more girls letting guys come in their face now than they were back in the day? And I guarantee yes.
Oh, when probably porn, yes. I would. I would agree with you.
Yeah.
But I don't mean that doesn't mean they like it.
I disagree. First of all, I don't like doing it. I'd rather come. Away and you know.
No, I don't like it either. I feel uncomfortable asking a girl to come on her face, but I've had way more girls ask me to come on their face now versus 10 years ago or 15 years ago.
They just want to make sure none of it goes in their pussy.
That was funny.
That wasn't an accurate joke, Bob.
Oh, Jesus.
It's the worst. Even he's shaking his head. He laughs at everything.
Lolly?
Who, this guy?
Yeah. No, he's shaking his head because he's retarded.
He's not retarded, dude. Stop saying he's retarded.
What?
He's not retarded. He's fucking...
He's a nice kid.
He's a nice kid.
See the face he just made?
I'm just excited to be here.
He's excited to be here,
have you
man.
Ever fucked a retarded person?
Oh, boy.
I got a hand job by a slow girl.
Yeah?
Nice. Yeah. She used to... She wasn't retarded. She used to... I said she was. She's not. She was kind of a chubby girl, slow. She used to follow me home from school. Mm-hmm. And one day I let her follow me into the basement and jerk me off with lava soap. Remember lava
soap?
Yeah,
sure.
Oh, it hurt.
Yeah.
And I remember she was jerking me off, and I saw I told the story in O&A. I saw my mom and my aunt pulled up, and I ran because I was going to get in trouble.
Sure.
And I said, I'll be right back. And I went upstairs, and I fell asleep on the couch. And I remember I woke up at 8, and I opened the tornado door, and she was just sitting there cold. Can I go home now?
Oh my god, I was like a kid.
I didn't fucking know.
Oh my god.
It wasn't like I was 28. Oh, I was a kid. I didn't have a job.
What the fuck?
I didn't know.
But the carelessness that you could just fall asleep.
Buddy, like, I was tired.
You're a psychopath, though. It was toxic. No,
wait, did she just sit there waiting, staring at you?
She could have opened. How about this? Have some fucking common sense and open the door.
She was slow.
She
wasn't slow. She was like,
what
not
does she
as,
do now?
I don't know. But works at fucking Home Depot selling doors. whether you're golf's biggest fan or just ready to try a new fantasy sport, you can play 1 week fantasy golf for free every week at DraftKings.com. Just pick six golfers before the tournament tees off, stay under the salary cap, and rack up points for streaks per hole, performance, tournament finishes, and more. Outscore the competition, and you could win big. Listen to me. Only at DraftKings.com, they bring you the excitement of golf to this level with every monster drive and every made putt, bringing you closer and closer to victory. And DraftKings offers way more than fantasy golf. Choose from a variety of sports to showcase your winning skills like basketball, soccer, and they just added mixed martial arts, which is awesome.
Nice.
Millions of sports fans just like you have already discovered DraftKings. Now it's your turn to get in the action for free. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Fantasy golf contest begins when tournament tees off. So hurry to DraftKings.com now to choose your golfers. And be sure to use promo code Kelly to play for free. That promo code, again, is Kelly. To play for free now. Only at DraftKings.com. That DraftKings.com. I want to thank the people who listen to the show. If you guys want to donate to the show, it's on riotcast.com. There's a little donate button on the YKWD page. Any of that money goes to the show itself, whatever we need here. And what else do we got?
May 22nd, we're doing PodFest.
Live. Yeah, that's great. Who's on the show?
We got Louis J. Gomez,
Bim,
Joe List, Dan Soder, and maybe a special guest.
Maybe a special guest. So that is podcast live.
Sunday at 9:30 at the Cake Shop. Tickets are on our Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Find it with it. If you see the link, tweet it out and tell other people. What else do we got? If you want to send something to the show.
117 McDougal Street, care of Robert Kelly. It's 117 McDougal Street, 10012. Just put Robert Kelly or YKWD podcast.
Okay, and if you want to be a guest on the show,
you're going to go to YKWDproducer@riotcast.com. Email me.
How are you guys doing over there? You guys all right on the couch? Okay. All right, big guy? He's such a big guy. All right, we're back. So here's the deal. Everybody's on their phone.
That was a long golf chat.
Yeah, that's one of our sponsors. DraftKings actually been very good to this show. So I'm very happy to have them as a sponsor. Hopefully we'll be getting a few more soon. I heard Louis C.K. Now, you were on Louis C.K.'s new show.
Mm-hmm.
What's it called again?
Horace and Pete.
Horace and Pete. And I didn't see the... I'm going to actually binge watch, I think, this weekend.
It's pretty dramatic. I don't know if it's, like, for sure, but, like, you're going to cry.
Goodbye.
It's pretty dramatic.
Is it really?
Yeah. Well, most of my friends who've watched it call every set, they're like, well, I was crying the whole time.
Well, I heard him on Stern yesterday.
Yeah.
And he's fucking, he's so fucking brutally honest about everything. He has no money.
Yeah, but he has money.
He has money, but not the money you would think Louis would have.
Yeah.
He actually said money's not a thing. It's just something he uses to
I agree with that.
Create
shit. I would rather buy stuff, create stuff, go out than have money saved.
Really?
I would always rather just go eat seafood.
But that's easy to say when you know you can play Madison Square Garden.
That's him, but I live like that. I don't know anything. But there's some people who value money, relationship, whatever you value in life. But I would rather buy like makeup, hair, go out to dinner.
I'm sure he's got stuff like he's got money where his kids will be all right, and then everything else he probably doesn't care about.
But
money when he's got family.
He also has tons of homes and like lots of stuff.
He has two homes.
That's tons.
Pete.
Well, yeah.
That's true.
He has two houses, one over here, which is a beautiful brown, and then another one on Shelter Island, which is not, and he has a fucking 45 foot
yacht. Joseph has been to.
Yeah.
Joe List, you've been there.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, yeah, he mentioned your name.
Yeah.
On Howard Stern.
We texted.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, what did he mention?
You texted cool, Joe.
I texted him.
What'd you say?
I said, thanks for the mention.
What did he say about you on
he
Stern?
Said,
he said I had explosive diarrhea.
He said he had.
Yeah. That was great.
I remember Joe called me up. He was like, I'm going. Louis invited me out on his yacht. And I was like, that's great. And then he goes, I'm doing shows with him out on the island. And you took the boat out, right?
Yeah, we went on his boat.
So you take the boat all the way out to Shelter Island.
It was Thanksgiving, by the way.
This is a way cooler story than the fucking strippers, by the way.
48 degrees.
How do I not know?
Well, I didn't
this?
Have sex with him.
Yeah, well, when you told me this story, it was fucking awesome. And then he made you sandwiches.
Yeah, he made us sandwiches.
Made you sandwiches,
kids.
Right?
Yeah, it was amazing.
And then you got explosive. You did one show.
I had the norovirus.
Wow.
It was horrible.
And you were on his boat?
This is after we got off the boat. We went on the boat. We spent the day with him. We watched comedy. It was amazing. We watched like old Eddie Murphy and Richard Pryor videos
at his house.
And stuff. At his house.
How's the house?
It's great. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a big old house. You know, it's like a 1918 house or something like that.
It's he's got this he's got this beautiful 45-foot teak yacht.
But we didn't go out on that. We went on his little beater.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
He called me one day. I'm at my house when I lived on 47th Street, and he texted me, "Hey, I know this sounds gay, but do you want to go on my boat? Do you want to go to ride on my boat overnight?" And it did sound gay. You know what I mean? Yeah. I was like, "Ey." I mean, I didn't understand. I was like, "Yeah, but yeah." I mean, I'm not what? And I told my wife, I go, "Hey, Louis just asked me to go on his boat for an overnight trip up the Hudson," and she's like, "Go!" And I was like, "Really? You do that?
You wouldn't go because you thought it was too gay?"
I just didn't know. It's not that it was gay, but I just...
He was afraid it was going to capsize the boat.
Sorry.
No, just laugh. I just didn't think it was
Thanks,
funny.
Thanks,
Lisa. Yeah.
I laughed, too. Why don't I get a thank you, bro?
I didn't know you laughed, Joe.
I did.
Can't tell because of his mouth.
What do you mean?
Nothing.
So did you have fun on the boat?
Well, I went, and it was just me and him on this fucking huge boat, and we went up the Hudson all the way up to West Point, pulled over somewhere, docked the boat, and then he made this rice and beans. He cooked dinner. We talked comedy. He's so fucking interesting. He's such a nice guy. He's such a good mentor. And then we went to bed. And
does he have two bedrooms?
Yes.
Or one?
There's two bedrooms. No, there's two bedrooms.
You have bunk beds?
No, no, no.
You didn't say anything about
it. I get top bunk.
Chris is here, everybody.
Yeah.
I slept in this other little bedroom. He slept in the main cabin. And then we woke up the next day and fucking came back.
Wow. What'd you guys have for breakfast?
We had coffee and I don't know, something.
He just stocked the boat with food. He had shit.
He had food, but then it's like, wow. But then, you know, you think you connect with somebody like that. You take a boat trip up the Hudson overnight. You know, you like
find out he's bringing everybody. Joe,
well, no, that was. But I was like, all right, man, I'll talk to you later. He's like, all right, I'll see you later. And you're like, okay. It's like you think you'd talk that weekend, right? Like,
right.
You'd, hey, dude, what are you doing? Want to go on the boat? You know, hey, I got a car. You want to take a ride? I don't know, something.
You right? Wanted more.
Well. It's not that you wanted more, but relationships. The one thing I learned about Louis is that relationships are all different, and you know, like you make friends with people, and that's your friend. You know what I mean? And you tell each other, and you see each other, and you do things together. And I think comics, and we know it. I think that you know you won't see each other for fucking 6 months, and then you're still best friends. You can't do that with civilians.
Sure.
You know, regular people are like, dude, you ever call me and fucking. It's like that's our lives. But with Louis, you kind of want him. Yeah. You know what I mean?
To be your best friend.
I mean, did you find that when you were talking?
Yeah, I've become pretty upset. I mean, he's so smart and kind, and just watching him on set, how he directs, how he talks with everyone, what he creates. It's just beautiful and thoughtful and awesome.
Yeah.
It was great. It was the greatest gift of my life being on that set.
Yeah.
Where does this rank? The show.
It was pretty fun.
Yeah,
I was supposed to hang out with my friend's baby today, and I was like, I guess not. And then
I think
skipped on over.
It is when I did Louis, it's one of the greatest things. Like it is almost like a gift that he put you in. And he was saying on Stern today that like having actors you know, with actors, you have to keep telling them how great they are. With comics, you have to tell them, look, man, we got to get this fucking shot.
That's
and they're like, I'll fuck. And then they just get it. That's the mode they're in. You can't, you know what I mean?
That's so funny. That was one of my favorite days on set. It was the last episode. And he was just like, Kurt, you will never work again. No one's going to watch this and hire you. So you better kill it because this will be your last time acting. And we laughed. And then Kurt fucking killed it. Kurt? I can't believe you just, yeah, that's so perfect. Yeah. And put that together.
I think, and it's weird that he did put all his money into this.
And I, another thing that I admire about him so much is I really feel like he sees the best in people and is able to bring it out.
Yeah, he really does,
and
man.
Trust people and just, it's awesome.
Yeah, but he mixes the worlds that never mix.
Yes.
The fucking greatest actors of what we have out there right now, of our generation. And then he takes these comics that are at the fucking cellar or hanging out. And he,
well, it's also like legendary comics and then baby comics.
Yeah, he takes, but that's everybody. Cool. He'll take comics and just give you an opportunity to act. And he knows he can fucking get what he needs out of you. Mm-hmm. So if he picks you, it's for a reason, I think, because he sees something that you could do and he knows you could do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the show's, you know, the first episode, I saw a couple pieces of it. It's totally not Louis.
No.
It's not Louis. So it's almost like if you think you're drinking milk, it's orange juice.
Well, it's also not like anything because it's a lot. It's like a stage play. We shot everything like as a play. So if you fuck up, you got to keep going. And it's really revolutionary. It's
so
different.
So you can't. There's no stopping.
No, he would get. It would be. It's not a good thing if we had to stop.
Did you have to stop?
I didn't fuck up, but I didn't have that much. But or if someone like flubs, you just keep going. Or you got to make it up. Or if someone forgot a line, like one of us would have to jump in and try to keep it going and improvise because he wanted it to be one through shot.
So you when they yell action, they went from here to an hour. Or was there a break?
No, because it's act one and two or whatever. So but yeah, one, it was just like all the way through.
That's fucking nerve wracking.
Yeah. And sometimes there would be close ups or pickup, but it was mostly just like four times through everything and then we're done.
Yeah, because when we even shoot the show that I'm on, and you probably know this or what you guys have done stuff. When you're doing your lines, you've never acted on TV?
No, the plumbing wasn't ready.
Huh? What'd you say?
I said the plumbing wasn't ready. It was a reference to the ha thing that we started with.
You're so great on that show, but you've acted before, or no?
I've acted before, but it's what you're doing on that show is way different. Like, even on Sex, Drugs, you're saying a line like, I told you I can't be there. If you're like, I told you, you stop, pause, I told you I can't be there, and they'll edit. They'll just find that edit point and put it in.
What is Sex, Drugs?
Huh?
What is Sex, Drugs?
Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll.
It's a failing show on television.
It got picked up for another season, right?
Yeah, I know, because he's a fucking idiot. That's all.
I'm a little chilly.
Yeah, well, turn the AC down.
Put your fucking hoodie back on.
All right, let's wrap this up. This fucking... Anyways, Horace, he had a great interview on Howard Stern. As far as comics go, it was fucking awesome. I suggest listening to it because he really does put money in a good perspective.
And he mentions a lot of great comics in his interview.
He made one.
Oh, well, whatever.
I got to run out of here. Can I plug a show real quick?
Yeah, please.
May 13th, Legion of Skanks presents Louis J. Gomez, Dave Smith, and special guest Dan Soder at the Detroit Hustler Club. Detroit.
Is he really a special guest?
Special guest, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, man.
He's in Billions.
Hey, special. Well, he's he's one of the favorite guests of Legion of Skanks. You only come on once, Bob. You'd
buddy,
be a special guest.
I have it.
But you're too busy.
I'd like to come on again. But
I invite you... Fucking
all
weekly,
the time.
Joe.
Weekly. The day of. Literally. Yeah, can you do Legion of Skanks tonight?
Well, we get a lot
and
of
I say, well, I work at night.
Give we pay you. Up. We pay you to be on the show, unlike this show.
When it gets silent, listen.
Wait, I want to know how many takes you guys do on for your scenes.
Hey, wait, let me finish him. We'll get back to that. Buddy, thanks for coming on. Louis J. Gomez, check him out.
I wouldn't
all
even
the stuff he does.
It didn't turn into Inside the Actor's Studio.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
What, do you not like it?
I hate it.
Why do you hate it?
Because he can't yell faggot.
Hey,
what did you
who
say?
The fuck are you?
What did you say? Say it in the mic.
Because he can't relate.
Oh, what's up, non-acting bitch? What's up, no gigs?
Why do you let them talk?
Dude, he fucking had the fans, and I let fans
no,
talk.
No, they shouldn't
That's
be able to
That's what the
fucking
show
talk.
Is about. That's
really?
Not true. The show is about fucking everybody.
Is that why Scope on Depot were on? They were fans?
Can you take this with you? Do you want to take this with you? No, get out of here.
Wait, are we ending or you're just leaving?
No, he's leaving. He's got to. He's going to host the Anthony Kumi
show. Suddenly it got so rushed and I got panicked. I'm glad.
You're fine, Bubba. He's got to go host the Anthony Kumi show. Oh, I'll see you later,
bye.
Buddy.
Bye.
They asked me to do it with him, but I wanted to be loyal to this show because I care about you and this
show. Thank you, Joe, man.
Thank
I appreciate
yeah, no
that,
problem.
Bro.
There's a little thing called loyalty. It's no big whoop.
All right, we're going to end the show anyways, though, because Lewis is leaving. No, I'm kidding.
This is the time to get it cooking. We can get our thoughts out and everything.
With TV, it's different. You can take a... You're not supposed to take any. You're supposed to nail it.
Yeah.
But they do so many different angles. A two shot, a wide shot, a close up. You kind of got to know when you're. You got.
What did he say?
It's always a wide shot for Bobby.
Well, that's fun. That was a fun one. That's a nice one to walk
good,
out
good
on.
Good exit. Yeah. Don't do another one.
He left.
I wanted to try to keep him here so he would be late for that show because he's so dumb he won't even realize that he's still talking here.
But we were actually talking about show business, though. We'd have to talk about something else, like podcasting, to keep him here. But, yeah, you get so many different shot takes with that, and they'll cut around you. They can make a – with that, when they can edit, they can make a – you know, it could be this show, and they can make it a totally different show just by the takes they have and editing. So it's different. To do what you did, to do that type of thing, that's nerve-wracking to me. That's like that's like that four camera shoot sitcom where they
yeah.
But it's even worse because they go through the whole. He does like a half hour right straight.
Yeah.
Oh, you have to know all the lines then.
I didn't have that many, but then you look at these letters.
It's even worse though.
But you have to know for, like everyone else to, what cues to pick up because it's not like scenes.
Yeah, I guess. But that wasn't stressful.
But to jump in where you're supposed to jump in. Mm-hmm. It's harder, I think, to have a big monologue to blah, 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 and you're waiting, and then to say your couple lines is almost a little nerve-wracking because you have to be living while all this other shit's going on.
Yeah.
So you have to be sitting at the bar living, doing shit that you'd be doing, listening to the conversations, and then coming in at that moment and making it fucking real. I think it's a hard thing to do.
Yeah,
I don't know. Everyone was so good. It was the, that wasn't the hard part.
All right, we're going to end the show.
I'm sorry. I ruined everything.
Yeah, you
know. No, it's just, it seems like it would
be difficult. I tried to listen. I was trying.
Well, that's good acting when you're listening.
Right. So how many guys have you been with it?
Acting is reacting.
True?
Yeah, it's a good one.
Oh, I read that somewhere.
Anyways, all right, let's wrap this up.
Why'd you just get so disgusted with me?
I didn't. I was joking. It was. I'm not this guy. I love you, buddy.
I don't want to end on this sad note.
We're not gonna end, buddy. Bubba, I got this. I got this, Bubba.
Can I ask why you're leaning on my chair, Lisa? It's throwing off my kilter a little bit.
I don't know.
Thank you.
Sorry.
No, I got this. We're gonna wrap it up. But we wrap it up. It's gonna take a long time.
Our wrap ups take three
forever.
Months.
It takes forever.
It's fun though.
I wrap up in a long way because whatever. Don't trust me. I get it.
I'm gonna get my book because I got a lot of dates. Tons
what?
Of them.
What do you mean your book?
My book, it's over there.
What book? What do you mean a book?
I got a date book.
Oh, you got a fucking...
I started in the 90s. I still have a date book.
Yeah, but you got a fucking phone in front of you with a calendar.
Use the phone, you fuck.
Why don't... He uses a day runner.
I know.
Not even a day runner. It's actual calendar with kittens on it. What is that? Why do you do that, Joe?
Because it's better. I visualize, and I have it, and I fucking have been doing it since 1985.
But why don't you update your life?
Because sometimes also
I
with
like
the
writing
phone.
It physically.
Yes, and with the phone, sometimes you see these people. They go to their website, and it says like funny bone, gynecologist appointment, barbershop, fucking skid marks.
What do you? How many dates do you have?
I got tons of dates, dog.
How many are you gonna fucking yap down the fucking microphone right now?
However I want to do.
It wasn't English.
Anyways, Chrissy, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having
me.
Why
do you always judge yourself like that?
It's who I am.
But or is it what you do all the time?
Oh yeah, that's my whole angle. All this is just beating the shit out of myself.
Yeah, because if he was confident, then you'd be an asshole.
That's what's so fascinating and so funny about you. You could like not be more attractive.
He
I
could
appreciate
be.
That. I could be. I definitely,
yeah, definitely
could be.
Could.
I could be.
Also, what would you do, Bob? If you could mold him a little bit, what would you do?
If I could do, I'd make him less bulky, like barrel chested.
And more.
I'd make him a little thinner. I'd tell him to stop going to the gym. I'd say, no more carbs, no more sugar. Thin the fuck out.
Right.
I want you thin. I want you nice and drawn out.
Yeah.
Right?
I agree.
And then I'd let the top of his hair, I'd let the top sides grow out.
Mm-hmm.
So his head didn't go.
You're trying to make him look gross.
No, I'm trying to make him look what I want.
I think you're perfect. I'd let you come right in my hair and shampoo me with it.
Yeah, look at me.
I'm also slouched.
Yeah, okay, sit up a little bit. Yeah, I'd do that. I'd let the hair grow up on top. I'd like to see a little curl or whatever you got going on.
Bob, what would you do with me, dog?
I would throw you out. I would actually light you on fire and start over.
Oh, that's hurtful.
I'd keep your hair.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, Joe's got good hair.
He's got
nice
great hair.
Thanks, everybody.
Good legs, too.
And I heard
legs.
You got good dance moves.
I can dance. Good penis. Got a thumbprint on it, and it's got a couple diseases attached to it. But other than that, I feel like it's a pretty good.
Wow.
How long did it take you?
Oh, thanks, yeah.
How long did it take you to stop being embarrassed about the herpes?
1 hour.
Oh, really? You were just... you found out, upset, and then you were like, fuck
it. Upset for a day. But what are you going to do? You know, it doesn't go away.
I don't know. Yeah. Wear rubber?
I do that.
Fucking chicks with cats?
I only half get it.
It was a dog.
Oh, that was a Dorothy reference.
Nice talking to you. So now, how's the kid doing, by the way?
She's good. She's 11 months old now.
Yeah?
Yep. She's good. She's, you know, everything, I guess.
It's hard, right?
It's very hard. Yeah, no sleep at all.
No sleep?
No sleep.
Now, does your girl work?
No. So we have that. We have no sleep plus a girl adjusting.
Do you have a nanny?
No.
No nannies?
Nope.
So it's just your chick taking care of the kid.
Well, doesn't all the families live
around?
Your
mom, right?
My whole family, yeah, my family's live. But, I mean, during the week, it's just...
Her family, too, right?
Yep.
Where's her family?
Sunset Park, Brooklyn.
So right there?
Yeah.
Okay, so they help out.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I feel bad about my wife. She has no help.
That's
no family. Both the parents have passed. Mm-hmm. The other family she doesn't really talk to. There's one brother she talks to. We and my parents all live in Boston. So we have Dolores, the neighbor... Who's a sweetheart, but can't watch Max. She's too old to watch him.
Right.
So we got nobody. It's just her.
You have to pay for a babysitter.
We have a babysitter. Catherine, who's, you know, really cool. You know, I'm glad she started. Well, she started, you know, she works a lot. So she shows up she shows up tired.
That's good.
Yeah, she's not showing up like all done up, which is nice.
We can't.
But we had a hot babysitter one time, and I came downstairs and I was just like, I almost went tits. It was so juicy.
Nice tits.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just juicy tits.
Yeah. It's...
And I was like, you gotta, no more, you know, just get a regular babysitter.
Right.
And this girl, like, she's done so many charities and.
Sure.
Yeah, she's her resume is ridiculous. Just Peace Corps and charities and kids with this and kids with that. And she's just a really good person. So she comes over and there's nothing. You know, she's a really good person. But yeah. And plus, I would never put myself in that position. You know, fuck. Imagine that. Some hot babysitter.
Yeah, because
they know your comedy. They like it. And she comes in, I love you last hour.
That's the dream.
Well, I was a backup nanny for many years. And it was really embarrassing when people would Google you and they'd be like, I saw you. You're so funny. I'm like, you're shitting babies in my hands. This is embarrassing. You know?
Really?
Yeah, people would Google me to make sure I wasn't going to, you know, murder her. And then I'd show up and they'd be like, you're so cool. But it's like, I still have to touch like your baby's butt.
Yeah, if you were my babysitter, I'd have to fire you. Yeah, because you're a little cutie patootie with big boobies.
Thank you.
I'd have to tell you to be.
I'm very good, though.
Very good at what?
Babysitting.
Oh, really?
You gave me a nice gift. My daughter loves the gift that you got us.
You didn't get my kid nothing.
Yep.
Soon.
Soon.
When there's a birthday.
There's a birthday coming up. You going to come to the party?
Great.
Cool.
I can't believe this just happened to my life.
Yeah.
Horace and Pete, birthday. Great. my life's going great.
Maybe 3-4?
My barbecue is a pretty big deal, right?
I've heard.
I've been there. I love it. One year it was pouring. And then there was the other time last year when you cut the logs up and made them seats, but then you didn't finish them or anything, so there was spiders crawling all over everybody the whole party. It was hilarious and terrifying.
And then the rain.
Every single person had a spider on them.
That's not true.
It's 100% true. It was crazy.
You want to come up?
Yeah, I'd come up.
Oh, good.
I'd love to come up.
Yeah, bring the kid up.
Sure.
Where are you going to be, brother?
Where am I going to be?
Comedy Club?
I will be in May. I think the 22nd and 23rd is Carmine's Comedy Club in Poughkeepsie.
Who's booking you?
Yeah.
Your uncle?
You're my uncle, Lou. And then that next
week... Hey, play my fucking Carmine. He's a good friend of mine.
Well, then it gets worse. The next weekend is Uncle Vinny's in Point
Jesus
Pleasant,
Christ,
New Jersey.
What the fuck are you, Dangerfield?
Fucking, yeah. I'm Dice Clay.
What the fuck? Okay, good. Vinny, that's actually a pretty good club.
Yeah, that's good.
That's a one-nighter. Bang, you're in, you're out.
Boom, boom. Yeah. Friday, Saturday, I think I'm doing.
Oh, okay. You do both, I guess.
Yeah, and then both that. And then on website, christycomedy.com.
Right.
Check it out.
And you got a special?
Check it out.
Your shahara.
Shahara.
Where's your special at?
What do you mean my special?
Don't you have a half hour special?
I do have a half hour special.
The fuck do I got a fuck? I mean, what the fuck?
No,
do
I thought
you
meant
do?
An hour special.
Why are you getting mad at me though?
I didn't know.
You're like, what do you mean I got a fucking half hour special?
Whoa, who told you?
I'm an Uncle Vinny's. I'm an Anthony's Pier Fool.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a Comedy Central half hour special.
Do you want people to look at it?
Yeah, sure. If you, why not?
All right, cool. You really do have shitty self esteem. What the fuck?
Do what you want to do.
All right, cool, buddy. Thanks for coming in. It's always
Thank
good
you
seeing
for
you, man.
Me. I'm sorry.
What are you sorry about? Chrissy, you were fucking great.
I'm joking. Dude, that was a joke. The last I'm sorry was a joke. Right, the rest of it was real. I'm going to kill myself.
Okay. Anytime. Joey, what do you got?
Oh, boy.
Besides a fucking notebook. Where are you going?
I got to pee again.
Oh.
Oh, that's hurtful.
No,
what do you want? Stick around for your dates?
A little.
For what?
I'm joking.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
These are jokes. These are everything I say is a joke here.
Everything?
I come in.
So you don't
I'm
have
the
herpes?
Joke guy.
Yeah, you are.
You know what I mean? I come in. I'm gonna be the joke guy.
I told.
We've had this argument before.
He's gotta have you back on.
They asked me to do the show one time.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it because I was on the road.
Yeah.
An hour later, Norman's like, "Hey, Opie and Jim just asked me." An hour after they asked me, but I couldn't do it. Norman's on three times a week. They never asked me back. I'm fucking Wally Pipp. You know Wally Pipp?
Yeah.
Who is he?
It's a guy from Pips.
Let's go with that. Well,
Gopo knows why.
I know
Wally
Pipp.
What are you doing? You got one thing you know,
I know
on the show.
Yeah, it's baseball. I fucking know it, all right?
Yeah, Wally Pipp was the guy who was supposed to be Babe Ruth.
No, it's Lou Gehrig.
Yeah, Lou Gehrig, I mean. Fuck! Lou Gehrig, but Lou Gehrig became Lou Gehrig.
He was sick that day. Lou Gehrig came in.
Sat out.
Yeah.
He sat out.
What's that, buddy?
I said Lou what?
Lou Gehrig.
Lou, what's
what
his name?
What did I say? Lou Wallach?
Lou Gehrig books Uncle Vinny's.
Yeah, Lou Gehrig. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know baseball.
Lou Gehrig.
Anyway, you ready for some
what's
dates?
What's his name?
Lou Gehrig.
Gehrig.
Fuck, I'm a Red Sox fan. Kyle Yastrzemski. Say that.
Yeah. Kyle Yastrzemski. Yastrzemski.
What's that?
Yaz. It's also a birth control. Right? Isn't Yaz a form
Yaz,
of birth control?
Yeah, but it was like killing girls. Yeah. Right. Girls were like passing out.
Can you put
out
your headphones back on, please? I'm kidding. You don't have to put them on. We're done. We're done. Take
that's what's crazy about these birth controls. They flood the market, and then all of a sudden, 2 years later, it's like, they're dying. You're going to be infertile. Yeah. You're going to get cancer.
Right. I won't take that shit.
It's not good for, I mean, it's crazy. Every birth control ends up having
all
terrible.
Blood clots.
Is it really?
Yeah, I have an IUD now. We'll see what happens, but it's going
to
be terrible.
Does that hurt to go in there?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Who puts it in? You?
The gynecologist. Oh.
I had sex with this girl once that said her IUD was loose, so that I needed to be
careful.
Yeah,
they could fall out.
And then she was very painful sex, she told me.
Oh,
Jesus. Those IUDs. And you can touch it with your dick when you're in there. It hits the fucking thing.
Can't you just get the thing in your arm? They go in the little.
No, girl, that was like killing
that.
Girls. They were like passing out from that.
Really?
Yeah.
The patch, it's all. And then the ones that were like, you only get four periods a year, that fucks everyone up.
So why don't you do this? Why don't you just fucking let the guy, you know, pull out?
Come in you?
And no, you whore from Jersey. Ugh, you just want to fill your vag with cum, don't you?
Always.
Deepu, when was the last time you had sex?
Couple days ago.
You did?
Hey!
Yeah. Fucking Deepu.
Yeah,
no. Stop. With a woman.
Yes.
Okay.
Deepu's getting on the reg.
So no. So you got a girlfriend?
I'm seeing somebody right now. I wouldn't say dating, but.
Who?
Is she Indian?
I can't say who.
Is it a comic?
No. But I can't talk about it, so.
Yeah. What the fuck, dude?
I can't.
We all talk about everything, and you can't open up for us?
I told you on the phone why I can't bring this
up. Oh, yeah,
up.
Okay, you're right. So. Hey, give us the chat room right now. What's in the chat?
Oh, Lewis left. We never found out who he's fucking.
I know.
I know.
Show me.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to show the camera. Bring up a photo, and I want to see it right now.
Too.
See here. Okay, what do you got?
The whole chat room knows who Lewis is dating, by the way. Like, it's not a secret.
Oh, they do? Wow.
Yeah. So I'm not going to say it, but if
how?
You want, because Lewis fucking publicizes everything about himself.
He
so.
Probably mentioned it in one of his 1,100 podcasts that
down.
He did yesterday.
Yeah he probably told.
Pass it down.
He's a little strapped for
Chris.
Material, so he's got to bring it up.
Fisher.
Do I still look like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle?
No,
a little
you
bit.
Don't.
Thank you.
I still have throat cancer, dog. Whoa. I got to call Dr. Bob.
Are you
Dr.
fucking...
I need to see.
Is that who I think it is? Who
you
is...
know of her?
Is that...
Please give it to me. I can't handle this.
Who is that? Write that on a piece of paper.
Yeah,
who is that?
Yeah, yeah.
Do I know who that is?
I don't think so.
Is that somebody famous?
No.
But she's fucked some famous people.
Yeah.
Who is that? She'll
I
be famous.
If Lewis knows that.
MTV will get a hold of her. She'll be famous. No offense. We'll get a famous. What's the chat room saying?
First thing is Flannel Liver says, thank you for making your podcast free and available for live feeds, Robert.
You're welcome. It is free for a couple more weeks.
Yeah, someone actually asked, are the archives something?
Okay, here's the deal, real quick. I'm going to look into the camera. I'm going to fucking deliver this real fast. Yeah. This podcast will always be free, okay, for right now. We're going to have the latest 10 episodes for right now are always going to be free. All the archive stuff is going to go behind a paywall. I need to start making money on this show somehow without charging you if you can't afford it or don't want to pay. I don't want to force you to give me a subscription each month unless I'm doing this show 4 days a week at the same time for 4 hours. I'm not doing that. We do this once a week. We do it for you guys. But I need to start making myself some money off of this, and I need to start paying these motherfuckers that come in every week and never complain ever. We all do this as a team for you guys. We're adding a Libsyn subscription thing. It's going to be $1.99. If you want to join, you can. If not, 10 episodes will always be up there. But the
who are these poor fans that it's $1.99 and you're talking like
because
huge speech?
Some people can't afford to they can't afford it because they have Netflix, they have this, they have that. And then to add another $2, I understand it. With all the fucking subscription-based things that are out there.
It was just such a passionate speech. I couldn't have imagined it was $1.99.
To add another one to it is crazy. So we're going to be adding that soon. But don't worry. You'll always be able to listen to this, number one, live for free, I believe. And then, live will be free. And then the audio version is the latest 10 episodes will always be up there. We might do something with the video. I have to find some way to get some monetary value for these people that work so hard for me and for myself to keep doing this. We've done over 400 episodes.
I think we just crossed 300 recently.
All right, 300 episodes. Yeah. We've done 300 episodes.
That's a lot of episodes.
Consistently, once a week, never missing a week for years. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's going to be a point where every other show and their fucking mother is, you know, pay for this, pay for that, $5, $6, $7. Some of them are $15. We're going to ask for a little bit so I can, you know, make it worth the while for these people that come in. So there you go.
Yeah, wet our beak a little bit.
Exactly.
What if we don't have a beak?
Some fun stuff.
The more money I can make off of this show, to be honest with you, the more we can do. We could maybe do another day. We can do more live events. I can, you know, ask these guys and pay them to do more stuff, and they'll be willing to do it. Right now, we're all doing it out of the love of this podcast and the love of, you know, giving it to you guys. So we're gonna have to do something. But you know, if you can't afford it, there'll be an option.
Some bonus stuff behind the paywall.
We're gonna have bonus stuff behind the paywall, videos, extra interviews, stuff like that. We're gonna try to give you as much as you can. It's $2.99. It comes right out of your fucking phone. There's an app you can get right now on iTunes or Android. The Robert Kelly You Know What Dude podcast app. You can get it right now. I was gonna make this announcement in a couple weeks, but right now you can go get it. All the other shows are off iTunes. Everything's gone. The only way to get the archives is through in a couple weeks joining the subscription. So
one way to make money might be to sell like Listomaniac shirts or something like that.
I'm gonna get the what's your new nickname?
Jumpin' Joe.
Jumpin' Joe.
Oh, jump in, Joe.
You want me to just take that money and put it in the new Jumpin' Joe shirts?
No, that's all right. I'm moving and I'm getting married. Just straight.
What
are
you moving? What else you got?
Astoria.
Oh, I thought we were going to LA.
Sorry, I'm kind of blanking right now.
No, he's funny.
I don't want to miss you.
You're blanking?
Yeah, I mean,
you call your fans the list of maniacs?
What's up? Hang on 1 second. Sorry. What do you got?
My fault, Pooh.
Sorry, baby.
It's Bob.
A lot of people wanted to know how much acting experience Lisa had before she did Horace and Pete. That was
good question.
Yeah.
This was my first acting job.
Wow.
But I did theater in high school, but I did like a kabuki play and some one act. Like it wasn't. Huh.
Did you audition for it or they just gave it to you?
No, I didn't audition. Yeah.
Yeah. I actually saw your scene in particular and I thought it was great.
Thank you.
You were amazing. You were really great. Thank you. What else you got?
Justin Fresh, he says, I'll pay for a Deepu abortion if it's needed.
Oh my God!
Well, no, you might that's need nice. That.
Yeah, it might be. Might need that from the fund. So,
anything else?
Raymond Tower says, "I'm going to see Joe in Grand Rapids this week." What up, Joe?
Hey, all right.
Thank you. Thank you. Jumping over to Grand Rapids.
Speaking of Joe, what do you got?
Oh boy. Well, obviously Grand Rapids, but that's probably sold out. I assume by now. Oh boy, hot dog. April 26th. I'm doing a show. I don't know the name of the joint just yet, but it's in Louisville.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, it's a bar show. I'm going to Pearl Jam the next night in Lexington, Kentucky.
So you have a show and you're promoting it, but you don't know where to tell them to go?
Well, I'm going to tell them to fucking tweet me, dum-dum. They have access.
Well, you're telling people to tweet you to remember?
I'll find the name. I don't want to look at my phone. I'm considerate.
You're not considerate. You had 20 minutes. I'm over here in the chat room to get you a
date ready. But I'm listening to your dumb speech about how you've never paid me for 4.5 years of gold.
First of all, I'm not paying you. I'm paying them.
I'm the one bringing the heat, dog. 4 years I've been on this fucking show.
I'm not even kidding. All right.
I've been here longer than I've been in high school. I've been doing this show.
I've
lived in Astoria.
My show has done so much for you.
All I've gotten out of this was Listomaniac shirts, which I still haven't got the money for. You fucking
Is that
heeb.
All you've gotten out of it?
Sorry, I didn't mean to say heeb.
What does that mean?
Heeb.
Jew.
Yeah, but that's like the curly Q Jews, right? It's not a chill Jew.
No, might be right.
Guys.
I wanted to listen to the show, so I didn't find the
what
place.
What else you got? Like find your fucking
it's 10
date.
O'clock bar. It's Louisville. If you're in the Louisville area,
if you're in
Monday
Louisville
night.
And there's a bar at 10 o'clock, go to it. And Joe might
there's
be
one
there.
There's bar in Louisville. Go to it.
That's similar to what Bob did.
Yeah, I know. All right.
I just did it faster with better fucking timing.
If you email me, those are the same thing. Email me or tweet me, you fucks. You'll find it.
Yeah.
And then that Wednesday, Dayton Funny Bone, one night only, April 29th and 30th, Providence.
All right. Post
you always
it on
do
your
this.
Twitter and
you
I'll retweet
always
it.
Do this.
What? Support
Why
you?
Why are you exhaling?
Support you and give you.
Why are you exhaling during my plug?
You're fucking taxing, Joe.
You have a thing. I want you to talk to your therapist, Al, or what's his name?
Alan.
Alan.
You're making me angry not knowing his name.
I want you to talk to Alan and say, for some reason,
Joe
for four
me.
And a half years,
yeah.
Every time Joe plugs his shit,
yeah.
I exhale or I go, you're middling, right? You're middling?
I never said that.
Or you go,
he hasn't done that in a while.
But I haven't middled in a while.
Do you think I think you're middling some bar in fucking
or
Kentucky or
last
wherever the fuck
week,
you are?
I said Dr. Grins, you laughed out loud.
Dude,
this week,
stop,
you
stop,
exhale.
Stop. Everybody laughed when they hear Dr. Grins. The fucking shittiest name of a comedy club ever.
Nick Apollo's there the week after me, bro.
I know, you keep bringing that up. Dr. Grins. I'm sure they disguised it with another name.
Whatever. Fucking Uncle Vinny's. You didn't shit on Uncle Vinny's.
I did
yes,
too.
Of course
did.
We,
yeah,
did.
We did.
Well, whatever. Yeah. Anyways, I think you should talk to Alan about your deep resentment towards me and my
buddy,
success.
I'm the one who helped you get it. I'm the one who's been your biggest fucking supporter. I've told everybody in the world about you.
This is like DePaulo, though. At some point, aren't I helping you as much bringing these
yes.
gold, dropping
buddy,
gold on your
buddy,
show, dog?
Buddy.
I'm maxed out on Twitter followers.
Here's the dilemma I'm finding. Here's the dilemma I found. If I don't have you on the show, I'm an asshole. If I do have you on the show, I owe you for being so good on the show.
You don't owe me anything
you
other than to not exhale when I say where I'm headlining.
All right, go ahead. Say where you're going to be.
Yes. I want like a flat,
go,
straight
go.
Have you been a cartoon before?
Straight.
Yeah, Ninja Turtle.
That voice high. That was a high voice.
I think our guest wants to say something.
Oh.
He's getting a little
Joe,
too confident.
He said Robbie, he doesn't owe you. He actually owes you $470-something.
Yeah.
It's 200 and... How's
it's
it going up?
It's three.
It's
inflation.
Not
three. It is three.
That interest.
It's two.
It's like 340-something.
It's
we're
not...
Gonna start over
well,
with the Jumpin' Joe t-shirt.
The guy probably fled town, by the way. He probably is out of the business with like 300
it's
bucks.
It's 270.
It's three-something.
It's not. I'm going to get the fucking receipt.
All right, please do. Providence Comedy Connection, April 29th and...
What?
I thought I heard an exhale.
No, can I breathe? April fucking...
April 29th and 30th, Providence Comedy Connection. May 5th through the 7th, Morty's Indianapolis. May 12th through 14th, Madison, Wisconsin, Comedy on State. And May 21st in Avon, benefit for the Holbrook Fire Department. Hit me up on Facebook or Twitter. My uncle's a firefighter. He fights fires, just like your boy Dennis Leary pretends to. And too far?
Pretended. The show's over.
You're
done with Apostle.
Is that show over?
Rescue me.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's over. We're on to sex and drugs and rock and roll.
And then.
What's that?
No, I said the one I was on got canceled.
Oh, Benders.
Yeah, look at how low I am now.
That was a great show, Chris. You were great on that. Did you see Benders?
You don't mean that.
I didn't. I saw the ads.
Buddy, I wouldn't say it if I don't mean it. I just move along. I don't.
I was just kidding. I know.
We go to the same acting coach.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
I don't kiss ass.
No, I know.
I just won't bring it up. You're fucking great. I'll tell you this. You surprised me.
Oh, thanks.
I thought you were not going to be as fucking good as you were. And when I watched the three episodes, I was like, Chris is the fucking star of the show.
Oh, we were at an audition recently, the same, and the lady, Gail, she was saying that in the past 2 years, Chris has improved so much that he's so great now.
I didn't get the part, though.
No, I mean, but
that's
the process.
Yeah, but you got better than you were.
I know. I'm just kidding.
Process. All
right, I'm just kidding. I feel like I joke, and then you guys take it seriously.
Yeah, because
you've been so depressed.
Down the stairs.
I thought you're sitting in the chair right now.
But that's not, I know. Look at this.
Look at you.
But that's life shit.
Did you pee your pants in school?
I'm just going to be ahead on the table. That's just life shit.
We got to go.
Did you pee your pants a lot in school?
I peed my pants a few times.
Yeah.
What did you say?
I was trying to signify to you that I have no chat left.
I didn't ask for the chat. Okay. I'm done. Thank you for not having
that
chat.
That was a great moment where the intern is given the fucking cut it to the host.
Yeah, you don't tell me that. You need to have it ready.
You turned towards me, and I thought you were going to ask me, all right, what else you got?
Well, if I say that, you should have something. Shouldn't you?
That's what I was trying to signal you. Hey,
I don't like this.
Okay, yeah. I know. We got to come up with a signal.
Yeah, I'll tell you what the signal is. You ready?
What's the signal?
Always have chat things for me.
God, that's my nightmare. Just you going, what else you got?
What does chat say in it right now? What's the last thing written?
George Clark says, did Bobby hear about Kev Brennan talking about squeezing him out of the MLC on Opie Radio?
What's MLC?
Misery Loves Company.
Misery Loves Company. Yeah.
That's a funny show.
Yeah, it is a funny show.
Everyone's a buzz.
Yeah, he can squeeze me out of that as long as he has a good lawyer. All right. Wow. Now who's serious? What do you got, Lisa?
I'll be in Madison this weekend.
At Comedy on Stage.
Yeah.
What a great club, right?
It'll be really fun.
Cheese curds.
Who's headlining?
It's me and my friend Mateo.
I'm kidding. I did that because Joe says I always do it to him.
Oh, but I co-headline with my friend Mateo. And then our friend Drake from Chicago is going to come host. It'll be a fun time.
The girl's there, first of all, beautiful.
Yes.
Oh, the owner's daughter's
here. Number two, and the mother is just the sweetest person ever. The father's cool as shit.
Gus,
what a great guy. Yeah. They run a good place. And the hotel's right there.
Beautiful.
Great club.
No, their lineups are always just like everyone is great.
Yeah, and
it's
you know
so
what?
Fun.
They last time they had me do a Christmas party with all mothers and sons, and I was petrified. You know, I was like, this is not going to go good. And they were like, you're going to be fine. I went out. It was the fucking best. It was the best. The college night is Thursday, and then Friday and Saturday is regular shows, and they're always packed.
They're always sold out.
Always
and those
sold
girls
out.
Go to festivals. They come visit New York, go to the shows.
Yeah.
Like they're working hard.
Yeah, they're great. Great club. Good for you. Where else are you going to be?
May 7th, I'm going to do some show in Chicago for the YWCA. Something like that.
YKWD.
Harris Bank Theater with some other people.
Okay,
one person
cool.
I hate on it, so we'll see what happens.
Really? Ooh. Do we know?
Girl or guy?
Let me guess.
Girl.
Louis Gomez.
She's from Chicago?
Yeah.
She's in New York, though, now?
No.
She's a Chicago comic.
No, why are we doing this? Why can't
I love her.
Whatever. There's a black girl, and then there's a white girl. I like the black one. So
What's her name? The girl Lewis is dating. What's her name?
No, we can't
say it. You almost did.
Almost. Chris isn't a rat.
I'm not a fucking
rat. But I think that's it. I'm going to be somewhere in June, I bet, but I'm not sure.
Deepa, what do you got, buddy?
On Twitter and Instagram and Meetomo.
Besides a fucking attitude.
And a sinus infection. Why are you congested?
I'm a little under the weather this week.
Are you sick?
A little bit, yeah.
I hear it.
Did I shake your hand?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. That was just out of pride, though, I'm guessing.
Are you good?
Deepu's
been on fire the last couple weeks.
He's very funny. He's very smart and witty.
Well, yeah, but I know my place. Yeah, I can't step out of it.
No, you're very good at that.
You can step out of your place.
I can?
Yeah, go ahead. Step
Even
out.
Though you yelled at me like a minute ago about the chat.
Can I be in my fucking place? That's my place.
I read a nice thing today. Did you hear that?
What was it?
It was the... Oh, fuck, what was it? It was it was the guy saying thank you for putting a free show out there.
Finally, it's good to hear those things. Why is it bad?
Okay,
why is it against comedy fucking law to hear good shit?
Because if I just started reading good shit, it would just be nine people staring at an Indian guy going... Bobby, you're the fucking best.
That is not fucking true.
You smell great.
People like hearing good shit. Read me something else good.
I mean, I don't have anything like that right now.
Oh,
but,
Jesus Christ. But, Chris, what do you got, buddy?
For shows?
Oh, not you.
Oh, Scopo?
Me? I got shows. Go to chrisscopo.com. They're on there. Get my Twitter, @ChrisScopo, on Instagram and
Twitter and Facebook.
Did you guys ever fuck in this room? Is this
no,
around?
That's Noam's old fucking room. No, we don't fuck in there. Lauren, what do you got besides nice titties?
Oh, thank you. You didn't like them last week. Now you like them
again?
Yeah,
I like them again.
Oh, thanks. At Lauren Kubera, Twitter and Instagram. And I am driving across the country this week, and YKWD stickers are coming with me. So check all the gas stations.
Make sure you put them up.
I will. From here to Denver.
And give some stickers to these fucking motherfuckers, yeah. And they can put them up somewhere. Buddy, thanks for coming on. Did you have a good time?
Absolutely.
What is this, dude?
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
It'd be funny if I open it and it explodes.
My half hour's on Hulu right now, too.
Oh, great.
So if someone wants to go there, they're all
very
on
funny.
Hulu.
Oh,
motherfucker, man.
You brought him a present.
Is this for me?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me, dude?
It looks like poop from here, but I know it's cigars.
It's like a really nice cigar collection.
I mean, I'm telling you right now, these are fucking, this fucking Long Live the King is a great cigar. These are all, these are no joke, man. These are no fucking joke cigars, bro. Let me get that on camera. Look at that, man. Yeah. And this humidor, too? Dude, you are a fucking special person. Thank you so much, man. Absolutely. I really appreciate it. That means a lot, man. Thank you so much. You have a good time?
Absolutely.
Cool. And what did you bring?
Suddenly You're Nice. Yeah.
Did you bring some?
Yes.
What'd you bring? No, I'm kidding, dude. Listen to me. You don't have to bring. Well, he's gonna fucking take something out of his pocket.
Please don't.
What's up, buddy? Did you have a good time?
Yeah, it was so cool. Oh,
that's great, man. That's great. Good. I'm glad. Did he give you something too?
He got us all gift cards for Me Scopes and Deeps.
Oh my God, man, that's fucking dude.
Thank
what a
you.
Fucking great guy.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah, cool, man. That's really sweet, dude.
You're making Chris feel worse about himself.
Yeah.
I brought them food, but you can't eat up here.
Yeah, you can't eat it, but you can eat downstairs.
Man. Thank you.
Thank you. That's real sweet.
Where's your comedy gigs at?
Me?
No, Chris, can you move your fucking beautiful head for one second?
He's an open micer.
You're an open micer?
Yeah. I see Jerry all the time.
I have an audition at the Strip.
All right, buddy. Well, good. Thank you for coming up. Maybe someday you'll be on the show. Yeah, talking to the mic.
Thanks for the opportunity of letting me watch this.
Bring it down a little bit. There you go.
Thanks for letting me just come out and watch this. I love this podcast. I love coming out and just it's cool.
Cool, man. Thanks for coming on.
Okay.
Hey, dude. And what do you do, bro? Are you a comic too?
No, I just build stuff.
What do you build?
Car washes.
Wow. Are you shitting me?
No, I swear to you.
You can make a lot of money in car washes.
Do you
want to
build a treehouse?
No. I need somebody.
Is there going to be a slide?
I'm trying to get a treehouse builder.
YouTube it.
I am YouTubing it. Don't you won't build. You
I
know
will.
What? Can I just say something before we fucking go? That's why we got into the fight with my wife, because I the treehouse. Because she said I'll build it. You can't fucking build it.
Okay.
All right. How would you build it?
I don't know.
How do you make a roof?
YouTube it.
How do you square in a fucking do a floor?
It.
Yeah,
look
fuck off. I did. I got in a fight with my wife. She's like, I'm having a hard time with the roof. And she's like, I'll do it. I'm like, what? She's like, I'll do it. Just give me a day. I'll figure it out. I'm like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, you have to be careful because your kid's going to be up there. It's not just a random thing.
Why don't you call the Treehouse guys in the Animal Planet channel?
All right, so guys, thanks for listening to the podcast. You guys are the best fans
of
the world.
You got your dates. That was the gift he brought you, that fucking bomb.
I told you, Deepu's on fire
lately.
Deepu's
good. He's always
good. What do you got?
April 23rd, Renaissance Theater in Kingsport, Tennessee.
This is a gig with Dr. Steve. It's the only gig I'm doing while I'm filming, and it's going to be fucking great. I haven't been to Tennessee in a long time. Last time I was there was the Side Splitters that was there, which was like the fucking Wild West. I remember I got a lady kicked out. 10 minutes later, she ran back in the room and went, I'm from Hawaii! And then walked out again. I was like, this place is crazy. So I'm excited to go back down there, so you make sure you check that out. What else do I got?
Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll.
Yeah, that's right. And make sure you subscribe to this. If you're watching this on the live right now or later on YouTube, hit the fucking subscribe button. Push the button, subscribe, and like this episode. Make sure you do that. Support us. Go get the app on iTunes or Android platform. The Robert Kelly You Know What Dude app. We're going to be starting the subscription-based service sooner than later. So we really love your support. If you want to donate, you can go to the donate button. We love you guys that donate on a regular. What else?
Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Everything's up to date.
Yeah, if you guys got any photos or anything you think that we should be tweeting or talking about, send it over to it over to Lauren on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, and we'll make sure we'll put it up. And if you want some stickers, you want to be live in the studio like these guys, Chris, how do you do that?
Email ykwdproducer.
Did you have any enthusiasm? Right. I mean, literally, I'm building,
Email ykwdproducer.
Stop, 1 second. I mean, am I out of my fucking mind? I mean, it's just...
You can email...
He slipped.
Thank you. Deepu, can you
a little bit. He's usually
right,
good.
Let's try it again. First of all, you know what bugs
that's
me
called
more?
That's called passive-aggressive.
It's passive-progressive.
That's just called being a cunt.
Passive-progressive.
That
you see? Didn't I say? See? I fucking said it on air at the beginning. I said, watch when we get to the plugs, these two talk to each other. I told you. There's deep resentments between the... Deepu resentments between the Deepu, the three of you.
All right, how do you get on the show?
Go deep.
Email ykwdproducer at riotcast.com.
Thank you, fucking shoe enthusiastic people.
Wait, and if you see YKW stickers around New York City or anywhere,
take photos
and tag us at ykwdproducer. Or send them to ykwdproducer at riotcast.com.
I think you should keep Lauren, get rid of those two and her shirt, and we're good.
You guys are the best fans in the world. Thanks for listening once again. You know what?
Been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs. Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.